Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to the Not So Silent Podcast. Today I have Tasmin in the house. You guys must know her from her soup dumpling mukbangs.
Yes, that's what I do. I eat.
I'm excited to have you here today. Yeah. Also, I've never had like a mukbanger on. It's only been kind of just like fashion,
normal
skincare. I'm excited to have like a different view on this industry
because
like you're in
here.
It, but like you have a different, you know, you do something different.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna basically right now just get into it. Tell me like your name, ethnicity, like when you started social media, what you were doing before that, how old you are. The whole little presentation
Everything.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 28. Wah, wah, wah.
You don't look it. You don't look it. So you don't look it.
So I am Punjabi. I've been doing social media for a long time. Like long time. I would say like grade 10. Which
Wait,
is
really?
Like, yeah, like 15 years.
Holy
long
fuck.
Time. So I started on YouTube, did the whole Fashion Nova haul.
Wait, really? So you started with fashion?
Yeah, started with fashion. Okay. Started with like makeup. Makeup I was never really, you know, good at. But fashion, did like lifestyle, more like vlogs, story times. Did like, you know, those like story time videos where it's like, oh my God, I got robbed. And like dramatic stuff back in the day, like Tana Mojo.
Yes.
So that was, it was fun though. And it was like cool. Never really knew it could monetize it. So this was just like pure fun in high school.
Yeah.
Got bullied. You know how it goes in high school. But that's just a part of growing up. So then started moving over to Instagram and then moved over to TikTok. And so it's been a long time. But it's like
crazy.
A real hobby of mine, like making videos, kind of editing, all that stuff. So it's like never felt like, oh my God, I'm like doing this for so long. It was just a fun project, right? What else did you say you wanted to know about me?
So what were you doing? Well, I guess you were doing social media for so long.
Yeah.
But what were you doing kind of like while doing social media?
School. So high school. And then I went to Western for health science. My parents always were like, do science. You got to do something. Like, you can't do this. This is not real, obviously, back in the day, immigrant parents. Went to school for that. And then now I'm currently, I don't do social media full time. I still work. I work at a hearing clinic.
Okay.
So then I did my my health science program, and then I did a specialization in hearing.
Okay.
So now I am a hearing aid clinician. I work with my sister. She has her own clinic. So it's very like, I'm leaving and going to film this. And she's like, okay, go.
So you like having like two different things, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'd go crazy if it was just one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to do social media full time?
I mean, if it gets to that level where I'm like, I need to put everything into it. Yeah. But I also like being busy all the time. Like, I need that.
Go,
otherwise,
go.
Yeah. Otherwise I'm like, what am I going to do with my time? And I start overthinking and like doing too much here and there. I think a balance is like nice, like helping people and like kind of having that like interaction with people, and then like being like,
no interaction.
Nobody's here, but everyone's seeing me online. So it's nice having the balance for
sure. Cool. So I wanted to ask, when did you get into like mukbang? Okay, is it mukbang or mukbang?
I don't know. I say mukbang. Okay. Mukbang is a bit.
Like, it's so like, every time I like try to do one, I'm like, I feel like someone's going to be like, you're not fucking saying you're right,
no,
bitch.
No, I feel like it's just all made up anyways.
Okay, so mukbang. When did you start getting into like that?
That happened like 3 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, it was all like fashion, beauty, makeup, lifestyle, like just how it all started for everyone, you know, like on Instagram, just like style photos. And then I ended up making a TikTok during COVID. It was so, my username, somebody else stole my username, started posting all my Instagram videos to that TikTok. So everyone thought it was me, but I was like, this is shit. Can I swear on here?
Yeah.
The content was shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you know what? It's over for me. You know? So I had to do like a Taz Dolly Wall 2. So I looked like the imposter.
You look like the fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. So the content was doing so bad. And I was like, this is so horrible. Like,
that's
everyone's
annoying.
Going viral on TikTok. I'm just failing at this. So let me just shut this down and go back to Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. But then I couldn't stay away from TikTok. Like, it's so addicted.
Like, we all got addicted during the COVID era,
exactly.
too.
Yeah, and it just got worse and worse. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to reset. I, like, was with the management team. I was like, what do you guys think? They were like, oh, we don't know. Like, do what you need to do. So, zero advice. Just started a new page. I was like, I'm going to just be myself. I don't want to lock myself into, like, a niche and be like, I'm just, like, a fashion girl or a makeup girl. So I was like, I'm just going to post everything, see how people respond, and then run with whatever people enjoy.
Yeah.
And I posted the soup dumpling video and people were like, what is this? This is revolutionary. I was like, is it? Is it? So then, I was like, let me just post my corn dogs and everything else I eat. Because I like, obviously everyone loves food, but I love food, right?
What's your sign?
Gemini.
Okay, nice. You're my sister's sign. I'm a Sag.
Oh my God, my boyfriend's a Sag.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I attract Sag, Gemini, and Scorpio.
Yes, me too. I love Geminis and I love Scorpios.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Okay, Slay.
It's because we're crazy.
Yes, we are psychotic a little bit.
So unfortunately, then the food thing happened. And I literally love it, but I do want to like, now I'm being told like you should branch out and do more stuff. And I'm like, I finally got to the food place. And now you're telling me
I have to do everything
there's
else.
There's no right way to do it or wrong way to do it. So I'm like, I'm just living in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the soup dumpling video, that's the one that you would say like went very viral for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one went very viral. And then the Costco samples went very viral. Like I was on Fox News for
Wait,
that.
What?
Yeah. They were like, do you want to come on Fox News? And I was like,
that's
to
great.
Do what?
What did you do on Fox News?
It was like,
I'll be there. But what am I doing?
No, they were just like, are you eating at Costco dinner? And I was like, no, it's just like a fun little video. And they were like, well, what about the TikTok ban? This was like so long ago when it was like going to get banned the first time.
Oh.
And I was like, he's like, well, I guess you're American, so it doesn't affect you. I mean, you're not American. And I was like, yeah. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. It was on for like a minute. And it was so, I was like smiling so big. It was so awkward. Like I hate watching
But still,
it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was Whoa. Crazy.
So I want to get into the Costco thing because like I'm genuinely curious about that. So I've seen videos of you saying that you got banned from Costco.
Yeah. So
did you actually get banned from?
No.
Okay. So tell the lore.
It was,
what's the lore?
Okay. So everyone loves a little tea, right? And satire. Yeah. So what had happened? Well, I do have beef at Costco though.
Okay.
Like,
What's the beef?
The beef is, okay. Like,
they probably hate you up there.
They hate me. They either hate me or they don't know me. So, okay. Yeah. The sample girls, the girls that work at the sample kiosks or whatever, some of them hate me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the same girls?
For some reason. Come on, swap them out. You know what I mean? It's been so long.
Yeah.
And
that's so funny.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm not bothering anyone. I'm really not bothering anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, they're probably like, who is this bitch?
Yeah.
She is like filming us. Because like, I mean, I got to be like filming the sample. And they're like, why is she filming this? No one's this interested in this sample. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they'd be like, who sent you here? And I'd be like, oh no, it's just for like TikTok. And they'd be like, for what? Like Costco sent you? I was like, no. They're like, you're not allowed to film in here. And I'd be like, and then I would get so awkward that I was like, okay, I just can't film these videos anymore. Yeah. But I'm like, they're so fun and easy and like quick to make. That
and they're
I,
fun to watch.
They're so fun. And I'm like, I'm just going to have to do this. So I was sneaking around for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey guys, I got banned from Costco. And that whole thing blew up way more than I thought it was. I was at Canada's Wonderland. Some little girls were like, hey, aren't you that girl that got banned from Costco? And I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I was like, and then everyone was like, you got banned from Costco. Like my family and friends that I was with. And I was like,
oh no.
No, it was bad. I was like,
holy fuck.
Having like an episode. I was like, oh no, do people know me for this now? But then I had to address and be like, guys, I didn't get banned.
Yeah. They just, you know, they just hate me up in there. Yeah.
They just hate me. It's fine. And then they were like, yeah, we know. And I was like, okay, so half, you know.
Okay, yeah. So they knew it was like for content purposes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
like
so
that
funny.
Sometimes, yeah.
I always like want to try and like, again, like explore and do other things with content and like try and vlog outside. But like, I get so awkward. So when you're saying that it was like kind of like awkward to like having to, I don't know. I can't do it.
It is awkward.
It's so scary to me.
I know. I saw this TikTok yesterday, though, that was like, nobody knows if you have 100 followers or like 5 million followers. So like, act how you act if you were in that position. You know?
I know.
Just, like,
but
trick
I would,
yourself.
Like, I don't want to like act like some like
annoying.
Yeah. Like, everyone move out of the way.
5 million followers. People are like, can you fucking leave this Costco?
No, yeah. Like, I just, but no, those, I feel like I know you from the soup dumpling videos. And the Costco band thing.
The Costco. Oh, really? The band?
Yeah.
Not the samples themselves?
Well, the samples themselves and the band.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And like,
it's always,
I remember,
interesting to see how other people, you know, because
I used to watch, funny thing, I used to watch you before I started making content.
Oh, nice.
And like,
but you just recently started making
content,
right?
Like maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But okay, so I'm going to tell them how we, I don't know if you remember how we met.
I do. I think.
Okay. At the Dove thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Was it? No, it was Olay.
I was going to say L'Oreal. At the hotel.
Yes,
hotel
the
hotel.
So basically, Olay invited us to a staycation at the Drake Hotel. And
we know nothing about this. We're like, what? Where were like,
it felt like so long ago. It was.
Yeah, it was. It
okay, like so I remember I was just like, were you with your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're with this guy. And I was like, I was looking at you and I was like, this girl, I fucking know this bitch. This I'm like, I know her.
Bitch.
I'm like, I know her. And I kept staring at you. And I'm like, I don't like staring at people because I hate when people stare at me in
public.
I don't
think you were staring. We were really close to each other.
Yeah, we were. And I was just like, wait, like, should I like say something? And I'm like, and then I went up to you and I'm like, are you the soup dumpling girl?
Is that what you said? Everyone yes. says that. I'm like,
yeah.
The soup dumpling girl. Yeah.
I was like, there's no fucking way. I'm like, oh my god, she's here in front of me.
That was a fun event. That was cool.
It was
strange.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
I don't know why they got us to stay over.
Yeah, that was the weird part.
What, is it because the like face wash they wanted us to take off makeup and sleep?
I mean, we could have just done that at home, I feel. Yeah. But you know what? I'm not going to complain.
You know what? I'm not complaining. A free fucking night at a hotel is great.
Yeah, hotels are like $500 a night downtown.
Yeah. And I was like, it was weird for me though, because I feel like everyone there was with their significant other.
Yeah, because they were like, free hotel stay.
Yeah, I would have fucking done the same, but unfortunately I had no man.
Really? You know what? That's nice too though sometimes. Because sometimes a man is just like,
it was nice to kind of just like,
have some wine. There was like
and
an
room
open
service.
Bar.
Room service.
Did you get room service?
Yes.
I ordered Prince Street pizza. I should have.
Why didn't
that.
You do room
you know
service?
They, okay, do you want some tea?
Yeah.
I got an email the next day. Hold on.
Oh God.
And they were like, did you steal a golden tissue box holder? And I was like,
from the room?
From the room. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
I was like, no, check the cameras. Why the fuck would I steal?
Why would you steal that?
They were like, it was there. And I'm like, buddy, out of all the things I could have stolen.
Wait, who emailed you, the hotel or Olay? Bro,
Olay.
What?
They were like,
was it an Olay thing or was it the part of the hotel?
I'm sure it was a hotel thing because it's a Kleenex box holder.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I'm guessing the hotel was like, to them, it's missing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, why would I steal? Why do you have, okay, it was more about the audacity to ask.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Come on. Do you really think I stole that?
That's really weird.
I know. I was like, I just feel like I'm not like, you know, I didn't steal it. I can't. If I was going to steal something, I would steal like
it
the mini
bar. It definitely wouldn't have been a fucking tissue box. That's
dirty
so
little
random.
Tissue box Kleenex holder.
That's so random.
Now I wish I stole it. You know what I mean?
I'd be like, hello. Like, why would they even?
Why would you even ask me? Just
that's
replace
so,
the thing.
That's kind of rude.
Like, I didn't even order room service.
Yeah. Bitch, you should have ordered that and more.
Exactly. Exactly.
But anyways, we love Olay.
Love Olay. The products were cool. Innovative, you know.
No, it was. It was cool.
Please invite us next time.
Please
I didn't steal,
this.
I swear.
But, okay, cool. We got like the rundown.
That's where we met.
Yes, that's where we met. And it's been history from there.
We're just psychotic. I can't.
We're both just like, I feel like we're both like, on the same vibe with our content.
I agree. We were like, saying that from the very beginning. We're just like, we are both just...
Yeah, we just like yap. And like, I feel like our content, like it is so different. But like, you can just tell like personalities. Like we're,
the energy.
I feel like we're the same.
Yeah.
The energy is the same. Like
I feel like I come
screaming.
Off more cringe though.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm really cringe.
No. Well, maybe people just think they're cringe themselves.
Yeah,
more
that's
than.
True.
But
yeah.
No, I think I'm more cringe. I
really?
Think the mass majority would agree. Yeah. Yeah, you're like more
I don't
like...
Think so.
You know, like, okay, your other TikTok where you do the lip sync, if I did that,
oh my
I would get
that's
dragged.
Cringe. That is cringe.
Okay, but like, you don't make it look cringe. It's like still got a cool element. Mine, in my head, it looks really cool, but like, I've like looked at myself doing these things in the mirror and I'm like, yeah no, that's cringe.
That, like, that's the weirdest thing. Like, when I started that account and like, it went
that's
viral.
That's going viral too.
I don't
People
understand how the fuck that happened.
It's the quick, you know what? It's yours is not cringe. Like, okay, there's a little bit of cringe to it, but
yes.
I think that. What keeps
I feel
you
like
watching?
The cringe is needed. I honestly, like, I had someone on here, and like, I feel like everyone says it. Like, you have to be a little cringe.
You have to be very cringe.
Like, you just have to be cringe to be successful.
Don't watch your own videos. Just
no,
post
just,
them. And
I never watch my own videos ever. I literally post them. Like, don't.
No.
And whenever people play my videos, I'm like, don't. I don't want to be in the same room when I fucking hear
that. I like blocked my parents on everything.
Really?
I don't want them to watch my videos from downstairs and I hear my own voice. I'm like, I want to die.
Yes. No. I literally die when my mom is playing my TikToks. I hear my voice. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm annoying.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm annoying. So... Do your parents kind of like, because you said your parents are like immigrants and like same with me. So they didn't really understand like this whole social media thing. And when I started content, so like, do they understand now?
Oh yeah. They're like super supportive now. Like they were like,
they see the money coming in.
They see the money. Yeah, you know, the money changes people. Yes. They're like, okay, this is like real now.
Real thing,
so they'd be like to my brother and sister, like, go follow her. Go like her stuff. Did you like her newest videos? And now like I worked with like #Pay and they made this little like mock-up magazine and like my face is in the middle. My mom will
cool.
put it out. like when people come over and I'm like, Mom, yes. it's not even a real magazine.
Yes.
It's yeah. like they just printed it off for the people same. At the event and I just grabbed like three extra and I've like framed one in my room, yeah. like so extra.
And like, they're so very much to like brag, like not brag, but like brag.
It's cool. It's like a cool thing. It is thing, cool. You know? Yeah. Like I remember. Not everybody is like no, in a position where like for sure. it's just like randomly you're like a social media yeah, it's like a big blogger. Thing, I guess. Yeah. yeah. It's cool.
I remember like I was in, I think LA or New York and my mom went to this breakfast place that we always go to. And like the like we're friends with like the owner or whatever because it's like a little like shop.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like where's your daughter? You guys usually come in. And she's like, oh, she's in LA meeting Jennifer Aniston right now. And I'm like, why did you have to say that?
Flag,
and they're like, what? Why? My mom's like, let me show you a picture.
They're just hanging out. Like.
And I'm like, and then this girl took the picture to the back with the employee. She's like, look at my. This, these are oh, the people that come
amazing.
In.
Oh, that's amazing. I love.
And
that.
I'm like, no.
No, it's great. No. It's great. You need parents like that. You know yeah. what I mean? I would be a parent like that. I'd be so I annoying. I can just tell.
But I'm like, Mom. Please, like, I don't want it. I don't want it to be like I'm trying to like brag. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, but it's your mom, so it's fine.
Yeah,
you. It's different if you did it, but if your mom does it, it's yeah. like, oh, it's cute.
Like, you know what? She's proud. Let me just like yeah. let her be proud for a moment.
Agreed. But agreed. Cute.
What the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to tell you guys, I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available, guys. I did not make a lot of these, okay? There's a limited quantity, so do what you will with that information. But also, if I, like, see someone, like, on the streets wearing the sweater, like, I will literally come up to you and kiss you. Link is in the description, but continue on with the episode. I love you. I haven't tried a lot of things. Like, you would be surprised. Like, really? I am so...
Have you tried,
so...
like, Korean corn dogs?
No.
Mozzarella sticks?
Yes.
Like, the big ones, the Chili's ones?
No.
Oh, you have to. You have
and
to.
And I'm those like, I love food. Like, I love to. Food. So,
Korean
like.
Corn dogs you need to try, but just get them off.
And I have
cheese.
One right beside my house.
The Chun Chungs?
Yes.
You have. Okay, go. Literally go tonight.
Yeah, I should, right?
Get like the Chipotle sauce.
By
on
myself
it.
On a Friday
it's
night.
It's so hard though, because you're like, I don't want to eat this. It's like 1,000 calories per
yeah,
thing.
That's
so you have
my
to be
thing.
Very picky and juicy. Yeah. But I think the cheese is worth it.
Yeah, okay. So I need to try that. What other recommendations do you have in the city? Like, what are your
mochi
favorite
donuts?
Spots?
Isabella's mochi donuts.
Okay, I've tried. Oh,
do you like them?
I love those. Yeah, good. And the only reason I tried those is because I was at an event and they had them out.
Really? Isabella's?
And, yeah. And I tried it and I was like, wait. And I also said my name. So I'm like, wait, I gotta fucking try.
Oh, yeah, cute.
So I'm like,
brand deal.
It was so
sponsorship.
Fucking, it was so good. I was like, wow,
they're
I can eat fucking
really
millions.
Good. The texture yeah. is insane. Like,
yes.
I don't even like donuts, but those are like on another
yes, yes,
level
yes,
of like,
I agree.
They're like juicy. So do you know good. What I mean when I say like.
Like they're squishy and yeah. they melt in your mouth almost. Yeah. Like it's weird for a donut, but
oh,
yeah.
God, I want one.
Yeah. What other ones?
I really like. Okay, this one's weird, but it's called, have you been to Storm Crow Manor?
No.
Okay, it's like a really weird, like nerdy little, it's like an old century, like haunted house looking restaurant.
Okay.
It's so freaking cool.
Really?
It's like
what
Dragon
kind of foods
Ball
they
C
have?
Themed. They have like bowls and like just like your generic stuff. They have this little thing yeah. where you can like roll a dice and like get a random shooter and it's like $4.
Oh, that's cool.
But you have to take like a weird shot, like a pickle Rick. It's like yeah. Rick and Morty. It's like all the weird stuff. Like you go once, the food's not phenomenal, but
yeah.
the place, like it's like a cool museum.
Vibe.
Like you can walk around
oh, cool.
upstairs, downstairs. It's fully decked out.
Yeah.
It's the coolest place.
Love
I've
that.
Been to. Yeah.
Love that.
What else? I don't know. I like Akira Back. Have you been to Akira Back?
I don't know what any of these are.
Okay.
I feel like I live under a rock. It's I do.
Bisha Hotel.
Okay.
Okay. Right beside. It's like right there. They have
oh,
these
okay.
little mini Wagyu beef tacos and they're like crispy shelled.
That sounds really
die.
Good.
It's like a place. It's like a fancier place that you go yeah. for like an anniversary or whatever. But no, it's like I've only been there twice, but I'm like
oh,
been
that
dying
really
to go
fucking
back.
Good.
Really, really good. Like, and the service is, like, they're right there, yeah. like, at all times, but not in an annoying way.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktails are great. Ooh. I like Coast. That's on the top of Bisha
yes,
Hotel.
Yes, I've been
that
there.
That place
I've
is
been
always
there.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
What about your, like, favorite fast food spots?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Mm,
I love
Taco
Bell. What's your Taco Bell order?
Okay, I love a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Really? I don't. I don't get the hype because there's too much bread.
I love the bread.
Really? Just the plain tortilla.
Sometimes, though, I, like, peel some of the bread off because it is a lot of extra.
Okay, see, because that's a problem then. How yeah. is that your favorite if you have to make adjustments?
That's true. I haven't found, like, my...
Have you tried the Doritos Taco Supreme?
I don't know if I've tried the Supreme.
You have to Supreme it because you have to add the sour cream into the taco shell. Because otherwise it's just dry, you know?
Okay, I've tried the Doritos, but
Supreme
it's, like,
everything.
It's not... Okay.
Sour cream, cheese, and tomatoes. Supreme.
Is that your order?
I love that. Yeah. I also love, what is it called? The chalupas. Those are freaking bomb.
I've never tried those either.
Chicken quesadilla, extra chicken.
Yes.
Extra
I love chicken
everything.
Quesadilla.
Oh, Cinnabon yes. Delights. Have you tried those?
Oh.
Those are insane.
My God.
I'm going to cry.
Oh my God. The first time I've tried, bro. They're the first good. Time I tried those, I literally died, I think.
I know.
I died and resurrected. I was like, what did I just put in my mouth?
I know, it's so good. Baja Blast. Do you like Baja Blast?
Oh my God. Yeah. So good.
Dude, everything. Taco so Bell, good. You just can't miss. You know
no,
what I mean?
Love Taco Bell. Yeah. What about McDonald's?
McDonald's, I, feel like I think eat- I love. But yeah. afterwards, I get a little bit of...
Sick.
Something.
Yeah. A lot of rumbling
sometimes
in the tummy.
It's worth it, you yeah. know? Because you're yeah. like...
It's so
nothing
good.
Nothing can replace McDonald's taste-wise.
100%.
Yeah.
Which is probably a bad thing.
Big Mac.
But like,
Big Mac is my
I love too. A Big Mac. People hate on Big Macs.
Why?
I love a fucking Big Mac.
But what is there to hate on?
I don't
it's,
know.
It's that extra piece of bread.
I think
because I've gotten that. They'd be like, why is that piece of bread there? I'm like, balance, bitch. You heard of balance?
I just love like this. I also get it with extra sauce.
Same. Extra sauce, extra pickles, extra onions.
Do you like pickles?
I love pickles.
I love pickles. Okay, what are foods that you like dislike?
I don't really like seafood that much.
Okay. So here's my thing. I want to try to get into seafood, but like it's so hard because I don't know if I'm like scared of it.
Do you like sushi?
I like sushi, but like not like
salmon, tuna.
Yeah, like
I do like that. I can do that, like the sashimi or whatever.
Yeah.
I just am not like a lobster, crab, shrimp. Yeah. Just the thought of shrimp gives me the.
It's kind of scary.
It's really scary. It's like a water bug.
Sometimes they bring shrimp with the fucking eyes. I'm like, you want me to fucking eat this motherfucker with his eyes like that?
No, I can't even like do like, you know, some people do like the whole fish with like the eyeball.
No.
Why are you doing that? I can't. Like, I don't want to be a hater.
Yeah. And like, this is my thing. Like, I can eat like meat. I can eat a cow.
Yeah. Like, no problem.
I can eat pig. Like,
no problem, but bring me a fucking octopus.
All the vegans are fucking freaking out.
It's game over. Octopus is crazy.
Yeah, no. But I've tried it.
I've tried calamari, but
it's really good. Honestly, I've tried octopus. It has a very specific taste.
Like a tentacle or calamari?
No. Okay, wait. Did I? No, I've tried a tentacle. But mixed in with like a sauce and like a salad. Like not alone. Not alone.
Like a paella. What's that thing called? A paella?
What is that?
No, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Is that what
it is? It's kind of like a fry, right?
No, it's like... Yeah, I think so. With like all the seafood in it. I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know anything about seafood. Don't ask us.
But yeah, no, it's scary.
It's scary. It's rubbery.
Yes, it's very rubbery. That's my only thing. It's like
I don't like that. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the texture. I don't like the
Unless there's like sauce and like vinegar where I can't
have
really
like
taste
fries
it.
Or something.
For sure. I love a fried food.
But I do want to get into shrimp because they're like very high protein and very low calories.
Shrimp I can eat. Yeah. I like shrimp.
Tempura. Like when it's fried and stuff. Yeah.
I can eat raw shrimp.
You can?
Yeah.
I want to be like
Recently, I've like been getting into it. Like if you like marinate it properly with like the butter and like the salt and like, you know, like that I can have.
Okay. What about escargot?
I've tried it. I don't know how I feel.
I don't know. I can't get into it. I think I'd
just
die.
Like, I don't know. I think it's the thought of it. Like, yeah. I don't even think it's like.
It's the look of
and
it.
And the texture.
Too.
Yeah. The look of it, the texture, and like just the thought of it. But again, I can eat fucking cows, no problem.
Yeah, we're used to it though. Yeah. You know? And it's like Big Macs are pretty attractive.
Yeah. And I love, what's your favorite food? Like what's your favorite go-to food?
Like food or cuisine? I want to say I like make tacos a lot. Like tacos for the last 3 days. I've been eating lunch and dinner.
Tacos are so
just,
good.
You can't get sick of tacos.
No, you can't.
You can mix them up. I really like Korean food a lot. Like rice cakes, corn dogs, enoki mushrooms. Yeah. Kind of got sick of the enoki mushrooms. I got like a weird like ick from it.
Okay, never tried.
Yeah, they're like the long ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Super saucy.
Yes.
And people are like
and they're crunchy.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Korean food, dumplings, obviously, like fried and those little like Bibigo ones, which by the way, they sponsor everyone except for me. And I'm like, gonna cry. Bibigo.
What's Bibigo?
They're the makers of the dumplings, the dumpling makers.
Oh, and you've never got sponsored by them ever?
Mm-mm. They sent me a PR package and I'm like, hello?
What
should
fuck?
I move to the United States of America? Because that's what it's seeming like.
What? Are they all from the US? The ones that are being sponsored?
They're doing, they like sponsor like a basketball team. So I'm like, what did the basketball team ever do for you?
Weird. Yeah. It's because we're Canadian. I swear it's because we're Canadian.
It is. Whatever. It's fine. We don't have gun violence.
So. Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of getting bad.
A win is a win. Oh, that's what my dad keeps saying. And I'm like, please, dad.
Just let's pretend. Let's live in delusion.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
but,
fine.
Okay, so Korean.
Dumplings, Korean food. Yeah. Indian food. Love butter chicken, garlic
I
naan.
I love Indian food.
Always good.
So
gonna go get
good.
Some after this.
Yeah, so
Raj
good.
Thani, have you heard of it? It's a vegetarian spot, but the flavor, like,
yeah.
My boyfriend's vegetarian, which I'm like, grow up. No, okay.
Yeah.
But like, I need meat. I need meat to be like Same. Satiated.
Same.
But this place, like they got the flavors and they got like Ooh. Gulab jamun cakes and like, yeah. it's good. It's good food. Ooh. Cheap too.
Yeah. Okay. I need to try.
So love
you
that.
Just send me a list of places because I literally don't leave my house.
I will. Do you live in Toronto?
I live like, yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could be out here.
I know. I literally don't.
Do you live alone?
No, I live with my parents. Same, I literally same. Eat home cooked foods. Like I don't fucking leave my house.
Yeah.
Unless same. It's like for work.
Same. That's why I kind of so like bad. Not being close to Toronto or not being in Toronto. Cause I'm like, I would be going out every night. I would be a crackhead.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was a crackhead.
I have no self.
Oh, no, I was actually
too.
A crackhead.
I was too. No, I was.
But like, I was like such a club girl. Like, same. Like I was out every weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how I did that.
Sometimes I'm like, could I do it again? But then I like went to a club same, recently, right? But I was like, oh God, you feel old when you're in there now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're self-aware. Like no amount of alcohol will help you. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I know. And it's like just like the environment and like the heat.
The little
and
kids.
Like, yeah.
The music.
Yeah. Like I just like, if I'm going to a club, it has to be like.
An event.
Yes, I agree. And it has to be like music where I know I'm going to really like.
Yeah. Well, like, you turn up. I've seen you turn up at some events, which is nice. Honestly, yes. I can't. I'm like, I want to go home now.
Really?
Yeah. I think I can be antisocial.
I'm kind of, no, me too, though. Like, I'm kind of getting to that now, like, where I'm just like, okay, some events. And I've been saying no to a lot of events, too, recently.
Same. There's just too many. Well, you know what? All I'm going to say is don't have your event on Space on King. Every other.
My God.
Person, every other brand is like Space on King. And I'm like, well, you just show up. And then you're packed in there like sardines.
Yeah.
And then they have a demonstration, which could have been an email.
Yeah.
And then you leave and they're like, here's a $15 Uber voucher. And you're like,
yeah, I know. The fucking, okay, I'm sorry. Like, if you're invited, no, I can go on a whole rant about this. Like,
stop inviting so many people.
Yeah, stop inviting so many people. And like,
I don't mind if I'm not invited either.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
There's places that I don't belong. I know
that. Yeah. I feel like our events kind of differ. Do you do more like, you go to like a bunch of events, or are you getting invited to like makeup and skincare
I'm
stuff
still
too?
I'm getting invited to makeup and skincare. I don't know why. Like, I don't need to be, like, I'm grateful. I love it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know? But like, I don't need, like, I'm sure somebody else could much better be suited for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take them.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of like, I see you at food events. Those look fun.
Yeah.
You
just like fun. Eat. Oh, yeah. You eat. They're like bringing around
so cool.
food like crazy. There was a Mary Brown's one, my most, the best. Okay.
Love
I still
Brown's.
Have people coming up to me being like, I saw you at the Mary Brown's event and I'm so embarrassed because.
Sorry. Why? Were you eating like crazy?
No. There was a huge claw machine in the corner.
Okay.
And I was there all night. I was there all night. They had, I took my brother with me.
Yeah.
They had jumbo Pokemon, good quality ones, a Charizard, a Eevee.
I don't know any of this, but yeah.
You guys know Eevee? Charizard? Okay. I will send you a picture afterwards. They were like high quality, okay? And there was a giant claw machine, unlimited plays, okay?
Yeah.
This is like.
Oh, okay.
This is, unlimited I had plays. Dreams about claw machines with unlimited plays. Like, this was like my shit, right?
Okay.
All night I was there.
Fantasy,
I wouldn't let anyone else come near it. And everyone was getting mad. It was starting to get a little like.
Really?
Bitchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good though. I ended up leaving with the Charizard, leaving with the Eevee. She just gave it to me. She's like, you've been here all night. Just fucking take it. Because it was massive. The claw wouldn't pick it up.
Oh my!
I got like 30.
Well,
plushies
you
that
went
night.
There and you had a mission.
Had a mission. Got
you're
the
focused.
Got the you know Pokemon and everything. Ate so many little burgers.
Yeah.
They had like a professional photographer. Cute little vibe.
Nice,
they gave away an iPad. I didn't win it, but I got
oh,
the
cool.
Pokemon, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're like I'm good with this.
Yeah, and it was like a Korean spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay,
which, bomb.
Yeah,
they had a sake bar.
Oh, nice.
It was amazing.
Nice.
Food events are good.
So do they do like, because I know makeup and skincare events are like basically like new launches. They're like promoting new launches. Is that the same thing with food? Like new like burgers or like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I went to McDonald's event last week, which is like at their headquarters, which is so cool. They
That's
have
so
like
cool.
a test kitchen there and they like brought out each new. Have you tried the junior chicken sweet chili? Sweet chili junior chicken?
Yes, I didn't try
that. And like I had it last week. I was like, this is bomb.
It's really good.
And they have
it's
a new
so
spicy
good.
Chicken sandwich.
Mm.
Yeah. And the Coke was like crispy. I think they have it better over there because it's like hot and fresh.
Yeah. They're, I don't know what it is with McDonald's Coke.
There's
it's
crack in
so,
it.
Yeah. And it's crispy and it's like, oh my God. And I don't like,
I need one.
Like bubbly drinks. Like I'm not
really?
A fan of like carbonated stuff.
Mm.
But like for some reason, when I'm eating a Big Mac, like when I'm going to McDonald's, I have to get a Coke.
I know. It's so good.
It
I
just
actually,
hits so
what about
well.
7-Eleven Cokes?
Like I've
those.
Never tried.
Those are
never
even
tried.
Better. Because
really?
The cup is like clear. You know what I mean? And
yes.
you can put ice in it. And it's like a big gulp. And it's like a big cup. And it's just so good.
Ooh. Okay. I need to try.
7-Eleven food is good too. I'm not going
to
lie.
I feel like I've seen you do a 7-Eleven like.
I haven't. I need to. Because Stony Creek, there's no 7-Elevens. But I was at Western, there was like a 7-Eleven down the street.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken wings with buffalo sauce, taquitos, so good.
Taquitos, yes.
What else do they have that I was addicted to? I don't even remember.
They have a lot of shit.
Jamaican patties they have.
Yes, they have patties. I think I've tried their patties. I'm like,
they're so good. Everything is so good.
They have a lot of fucking food there, surprisingly.
They do. And their Slurpees, like, you can't go wrong.
So good.
So many nights, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Oh my God, yeah.
7-Eleven. The best time ever.
I remember I'd break out so bad after one of those, though.
Honestly, I feel like my body was just so used to be like putting so much garbage in it that I was like, okay, we have to like adjust.
So like, I know there's a question that I wanted to ask you because like you do, you know, like mukbangs on the regular, like with all these like, and I'm sure like the ones that do really well are the foods that are the worst for you ish.
Sometimes. Yeah.
So like, how do you like balance like kind of like a healthy life and eating crap?
yeah So I want to say recently got into the gym, but it's been like about like 6 months.
Okay.
And like, if I don't go, like, I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock to go because I was like, I'm not gonna be able to go in the evening and I'm gonna feel like a fat ass bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. But like, and I'm going to the movies tonight, like I don't restrict myself, but like, what time is it right now? It's like 1:45. I haven't ate anything and I'm not gonna eat anything until 3 or 4 o'clock, and then I'm gonna eat whatever I want. Like, I feel like you should eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when you're overeating, like you feel gross, like yourself, you know? So yeah, it does look like I eat a lot online. I can admit that. I was actually talking to somebody about this yesterday, 'cause I'm like, if I went on my page or anyone else's page and they're doing, you know, full glam every single video, it's going to look like they do full glam every single day, but you don't, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, obviously what you put out there is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat like shit a lot, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't eat like large quantities.
Okay.
Yeah, I get full fast.
Like. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I love I've heard that people spit out their food. Actually, I went on a brand trip to Saint Martin. It was like a culinary tour.
That's so fun.
It was mostly American creators, right? And people were telling me that they spit out their food.
That is crazy.
I know. And I was like,
what do you mean?
Big TikToker. TikTokers too. Yeah. They said they used to, but you know what? I was like, I can kind of, I know this is messed up. Sorry, my throat is really dry.
Yeah,
but
no, you're good.
I know this is messed up, but I can see why they would do it.
Yeah.
Because they get paid for their views. So
okay,
every video they get, you know, the more they eat, the more they stuff their faces, you know, I don't know how much they get paid for views, but they do. I'm sure they get like a grand or something at least per video.
Yeah.
So they're buying like $40-$50 worth of food. And even if they throw it in the garbage, they're making that money back.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not making any money from my videos.
Yeah. So you better fucking
eat it. So I'm eating that shit. I'm like, I paid $50 for these corn dogs. Yeah. I'm eating them, or I'm putting them in the refrigerator and I'm eating them later. I'm not spitting it out.
So
that's
good.
Depressing.
Yeah.
It is depressing.
That is crazy.
I know. And I was like, I could see why people would think that, like I would, because it's like, people don't know who's getting paid, who's not getting paid. I don't get paid per views.
Canadian, we don't get paid per views, guys.
Unfortunately. Which is so annoying.
It's so fucking rude.
We're connected to the United States.
I know. Like, we're about to be a fucking
state. Why are we a third world country over here?
No, literally. Like, I don't understand.
Why are we being treated like this?
Like, we don't have anything up in here, guys.
No.
We have nothing. No. But anyways.
And our dollar is shit.
Yeah. I'm so pissed. Bad. So bad. Let's just move right now. Like,
honestly.
Do you see yourself, like, living here? You know, for the rest of your life.
My dad's trying to get us to move out to the States, but I'm like, Dad, it's not better over there.
Yeah.
It's not.
I feel like it's like there's always going to be something anywhere you go.
That's what I think. Like, grass is greener, but he's like, you will be making triple the amount of money no matter what career you're in. And I'm like, is money everything?
Yeah. That's another thing too. Like,
yeah.
That's what I think about too. I'm like, oh, I would love to like move out of here because I don't like the cold. Like,
I don't either.
I would love to see a palm tree every day.
I know. If I were to move, it'd be like LA or like somewhere where it's like hotter. Hot. Yeah. A lot of my family's in Michigan and my dad's like, hell no.
Yeah. It's
why would
there
we go
too,
there
right?
just to live in a shittier place than here?
No. Even New York too. A lot of people like go from here to New York and I'm like, but why?
I couldn't. I'm over the cold. I am.
No, yeah.
It's like winter's over. Christmas is over and it's still going to be cold for another like 3 months. Like I need to go on a trip. You went on a trip. You didn't go on a hot trip. No, you did.
Yeah, in December. Yeah, December. Oh, it was the best thing I've ever
done. Yeah, it looked fun. You went for a while, right? Like two
weeks? Yeah, it was a little over 2 weeks.
That's honestly. It was Mexico?
It was Aruba. It was like much needed.
Yeah,
I came back and I was like, okay, I feel like refreshed.
Really? Okay. I think I need something.
Yeah. And like something that's not like just 3 days. Like you need something that's like a while.
Because I get anxiety. I'm like, I need to pack up to leave. And it's like day two.
Yes. And like, I feel like also even like sometimes a week is not long enough. Like you need to like.
But sometimes I get bored.
Yes. Like by the 2 week mark or like a little over 2 weeks, I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's almost better. So you're like, okay, I can go home and like work now.
Yeah.
Like,
you
I was
exhausted, like itching to work. You're fun. Like yes. I literally cannot do yes. anything else. Like I'm begging to go home now.
I'm like, what time is it? Like, do we have to pack yet? Like,
no, that's amazing.
Genuinely, it was like much needed. I'm like, I need
to
like,
stay
a
on
vacation.
A resort.
So my friend goes there every year with her family. They do like an Airbnb. So she was like, you can just come and stay with us.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's say always less. The best. I love when you don't have to think and it's just like, just come and you're like,
yeah. Okay. And like, you're part of the family. And
oh, amazing.
It was great, but.
Needed.
Yeah. Have you been anywhere recently?
No.
Trips, nothing?
No, I booked a trip to LA.
Oh, you told me about
then
this.
Then the fires. And then it got canceled. So I was like, it didn't get canceled, but I was like, I'm not going out there. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. And then I ended up just doing like a cross-border trip to Buffalo, like in my car. And they pulled me over. They were like, we need to do a background check or whatever the fuck it's called. It's like, what is it called?
Yeah.
Like a safety check
or something. Security stuff, yeah.
They checked my trunk and everything. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And then I went to the little booth, you know, where the border people reside. And they were like, we need to do a secondary one. And I was like, why?
Why?
They were like, were you supposed to be in the country? And I was like, no, what the hell? And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I was supposed to go to LA. But how would they know that? I was like, how
these fuckers know everything.
That?
Yeah.
Also, what did I do wrong?
Yeah. What did you do wrong?
I don't know.
Honestly, okay, I'll tell this story. So literally when I was going to LA, you know how like the fucking US officers like talk to you, they're like, okay, like where are you going? Blah, blah. So I was like, I'm going to LA, and they're like, for what? And I made the stupid ass mistake to say work.
Yeah, I've heard it's like
and
a
yeah, he was like, weird. What do you do for work? And I was like, oh, this is so hard to explain to like, you know, an old millennial man that has no idea about content.
An American.
Yeah,
and like, he's American.
They don't know like this world, and I don't blame them, but they just fucking don't get it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm invited to this event and like I'm like gonna make content. They're not paying me, but like I'm, you know, and he's like, well, if you're making content, then you need a visa and all this stuff. I went to the interrogation room. I went to the interrogation room with all the criminals.
Not the interrogation room. You're like,
and like,
fuck.
I was sitting there for an hour and a half, literally about to sob my eyes out.
No, that's the worst.
This guy calls me up and he's like, where are you going? All this stuff. He's like, for what brand? I'm like, Rare Beauty. He writes down Rare Beauty. He has his whole paper. He's writing down Rare Beauty. He's like, who's the person that's inviting you? He's
Selena
writing
Gomez.
He's writing all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, did I do something wrong?
To you personally?
Like, am I going to jail? Just tell me if I'm going to jail. That's all I want to know.
Oh my God.
It was literally so scary. But the man, like, I almost missed my flight. He made me cry. Like, it was
really. Did you actually cry?
No, I was bawling my eyes out. Ugh, like, he eventually let me go. He's like, I'm gonna let you go. Cause honestly, my flight from LA, it wasn't back home. It was to New York. So he was like, why are you going to New York now? So he
like why do you care? I'm a normal civilian.
Why does it matter to you?
I've done nothing wrong.
He was just like, he's like, you're taking away opportunities from US creators.
He said that?
He said that. And I'm like, but
there's plenty of you guys. Shut it down. Shut it down.
I'm like, what do you even mean? Like,
that's so rude. That's like personal.
It's so
rude. Do you get his name? Like, I'm gonna fucking write a bad review. Seriously, that's rude.
He was so mean. And everything I was saying, he was just like, he was trying to catch me in a lie. That's
and also,
what it was.
It's like you can't even be mean back because
you're
like,
and he was going through my emails. He was going through my emails. He was looking through my brand deals. He was clicking them. He was looking through details. It was fucked.
Americans are fucked.
It was fucked. And he's like, what is this?
Canadians would never.
No, they would never.
They'd be like, have a great day.
It was a bad experience. So next time I travel, I'm like prepared.
For fun. I'm just going for fun to hang out with my friends.
Never work again.
I did say work. He was like, what do you do for work? When I was like, I make some videos. But he was like, oh, did you have any luck with TikTok? And I was like, yeah, it's been decent. And he's like, oh, cool. That was it. He was a normal
See?
American.
Okay, yeah.
Got a normal.
The one that I got, he hated Canadians.
They do.
They hated it. They hated me. I remember I was running to my gate and I was on the phone with my friend because she was also going on the trip with me. And I was crying. I was like, oh my God, I just got interrogated. Am I going to jail? I was freaking the fuck out.
Yeah,
but
that's stressful.
Anyways, a crazy story, but... So when I eat meals, I love to watch something. Like, I'm an iPad kid. I love to, like, watch a movie.
Like, to fully savor it?
Yes, I love that. So, like, I want to know. Obviously, like, you have other meals that, you know, the camera's not on you and you're eating. Like, for example, with your boyfriend, your family. How do you, like, differentiate, okay, I'm going to film, you know, like, me eating for content. And then I'm eating to enjoy my time in the present moment type of thing. Like, how do you... balance that out.
Honestly, usually if I'm eating for myself, it's more boring foods. So okay. I'm not as excited. Like, it's usually like healthy meals, salads. Like, I'm still excited because, like, you know, sometimes it just hits.
Yeah.
But like, I know I'm getting like a cheat meal or like something a little bit more delicious when I'm filming. So I just enjoy it anyways. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, I do get the whole like when you're by yourself and you get your own moment to eat and you're watching your YouTube video or whatever. I have not done that in so long mm-hmm. that I just forgot. I just forgot. Like, now me thinking of watching a YouTube video while I eat kind of stresses me out.
Really?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I could be filming and enjoying it. Or like sometimes I try to just like take a bite and like think about the food, but I'm yeah. like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, the taste buds are about? Getting it. I don't know. You yeah. gotta like mentally just enjoy it, which yeah. I do, you know?
I guess that's the whole point. Like, as long as you do enjoy it and while you're making content. People can
tell. Like, I've noticed that, like, I've made this Taco Bell video where I was like starving. I was like in Toronto all day for events. And then I was like, gonna go home. And I was like, fuck it, I'm getting Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me just film. Oh my God, that Taco Bell hit. As yeah. it usually does. Yeah. And like, you could tell in the video that I was like so happy
hungry, yeah.
eating this Taco Bell. Yeah. People were like, dude, that Taco Bell saved her. It like yeah. brought her back to life. And I was like, people can actually tell.
They can tell.
Versus if you're just like eating and fucking probably spitting it out or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you can
I
tell.
I still can't believe people do that.
I know. I can't. Believe. Well, I can. People do a lot. I feel like people do a lot of crazy shit for
I know.
Money.
That is true.
I believe it.
So you're also like, so that kind of leads on to the next question. Like, you would say you're not trying to perform when you're making content. Like, you're genuinely enjoying
I
the
would
food.
Say that there is a kind performance of a element too, because yeah. it's like, you just got to be like louder, bolder, a little bit more annoying.
Yeah.
Kind of get that hook in there. Like, you can't just be like, hey guys. I'm yeah. just like, you can't just, you know, like how I usually would be.
Yeah.
You do have to perform a little bit, but yeah. that goes for anything. Like any for YouTuber, sure. any whatever, like that's not how they're going to be 24/7. Mm-hmm. So
we can do type of both. So how do you come up with like, your inspo, like what you want to film. Is it like whatever you're craving type of thing? Or is it like...
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I know which videos people
do
want,
well.
Right?
Yeah,
like the soup
yeah.
dumplings all the time. I've not been making as many. And like yeah. every comment, bring the soup dumplings back.
Yeah.
And then like I'll post a soup dumpling video and I'll be like, okay, like time to do other things now.
Yes.
And it's like people just want the soup dumplings, but it's like too bad. So
yeah.
sad, okay? Like I'm eating other things.
Yes.
There's just foods that I crave. Like I always crave the corn dogs. I haven't mm-hmm. made that in a long time. But Taco
Those
Bell.
Those are satisfying to watch, bro.
They're so good.
They look amazing. I need to try that.
Get That's like what I'm all doing the tonight. Sauces too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, you should. Honestly. Oh, they have the ramen chip ones too. It's like a crunchy.
Oh, with the little things on them? The chips? Okay, yeah. I need to. So I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah, like that'll be my inspo. Or I'll be like, you know what? Like I'm going to Costco anyways to make a grocery run. Let me just. Because okay. I have a lot of drafts.
Yeah.
But like I try to like keep. Filming, you know what I mean? Because it mm-hmm. gives me anxiety to run low on drafts.
Yes,
is it for
too.
You too?
Me too,
yeah,
me
I'm like,
too.
I need backup
that
content.
That gives me such anxiety. Like, yeah. even when I go away, I'm like, I need to have at least 20 fucking drafts before yeah. I leave this country.
Yeah, otherwise because, I'm not going. I'm
yeah,
not
no.
going.
It stresses me out. And like, everyone is like, you can film when you're away. I'm like, no.
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 That'll be extra. I
yes.
need extra. I always need extra.
No, for sure. I for sure agree
It's like an
that.
Addiction.
No,
it's like when
it,
your phone battery
is.
Gets slow, do you get anxiety because of that?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
I have like a charging addiction.
Yeah. I have like a million portable chargers too. Like I'm like, I cannot.
I'm not as prepared. I need to
really?
Be. Yeah. I brought my laptop with me to plug into. Like, where's my outlet? I'm always scared there won't be an outlet.
That's honestly smart though. Because you never know. You never know.
No, you never know. My phone, I have two phones too.
Oh, yeah.
I need to like charge them.
Do you have one for like content and yeah. one for a personal? Okay, that's
yeah.
smart.
Well, no, they're both for content. But one is
oh,
like,
really?
One, okay, I'm going to admit, I tried to make a US account, a US TikTok account, and it worked.
Okay.
But then I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not going to start a whole new TikTok page.
Yeah.
My dad was like, do it. And I was like, no. No,
I've
not
heard a lot of
me.
People try and do
it.
It, and
works,
it works,
but you need to have like a state ID to get paid out, which I don't because I don't live there. There's just too many like
fuckers
hurdles.
Yeah, but does it? Do you see that it does better?
Honestly, kind of. It was like
really?
A brand new account. It grew pretty quickly,
see,
but then
bro.
I just stopped. The views are higher.
Yeah, we have it. We actually have it bad here.
No, yeah.
Okay, we don't have it bad.
It's not
but
fair
like,
though. But like, whatever. You know what? Pity party.
It is what it is. It is what it is. We're
it is
grateful
is.
For what we have, but
yeah. Very
which is not a lot. But
which
anyways.
Is nothing. Just the crumbs. Oh, and you know, American brands won't work with us either.
No.
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 And they have all the budget. Wingstop
Bro,
Canada?
Don't
no
even
budget.
Get me started with
Zero.
Literally, I remember I got this really huge brand deal and it was like a skincare brand in the US and it was like just like unbelievable. And I'm like, I've never even gotten this rate like ever here. So I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And then they found out that I was Canadian. They're like, never mind. And I'm like,
No, please.
Bro, what's happening right I'll now? Move. Please, I will you. Move right now.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
It's just crazy, but.
Yeah. Makes no sense. It makes no sense to me logically. They because just it's like, why are we being treated
I don't know.
Like.
We're just from Canada, guys. We're not from like some crazy country.
I know. Like, I immigrated from India for this. For what?
No, literally. But no, that's so funny.
No gun violence, though. No gun violence.
So we talked about inspo. Do you think like mukbang culture will fade in the future, or do you think it'll always kind of stick around?
I think it'll change because I don't know. There's like a skinny trend now. Have you noticed that?
No.
Like the Kardashians used to be like voluminous.
Okay, yeah.
And now
yeah.
they're like skinny. Mm-hmm. So I feel like everybody wants to be skinny. And honestly, I fall into the Kardashian trap. I don't even want to lie. Like I hate them. I love them.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, like I want to be skinny, you know? Yeah. So I feel like people kind of like avoid. I've been like not watching mukbangs as much as I used to because I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't want to. This is like fucking. You know, hypnotizing yeah. me to yes. want to eat food.
Whenever I used to yeah. watch them late at night, I would order food.
I would drool. Always. I still yes. do it. I still do it. Like sometimes I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm going to watch a mukbang.
Yeah.
But then you get so hungry and you're like, what was the point
I know,
of this?
For sure. Yeah.
So I think it'll change. And I also think like it's important for your content to change. Like I've
evolved.
Changed so many times since like mm-hmm. I've started. So I'm not worried about like things being like phased out. I feel like you just, you know, pivot.
Move with
and,
the times.
Yeah, yeah. Just change your content. But I don't know what could, but I think food is always going to be something that everyone loves. So,
mm-hmm. what's your favorite like mukbanger you know Zach Choi? To watch?
Everyone loves him.
No.
Who else? I used to love Trisha Paytas.
Okay, she
Crash
does
and Burns. She did a few like Domino's Pizza. It was like her favorite. Okay. I love her.
Okay.
You know, follows me on TikTok. Bethany. What's her fucking
name? Who's that?
Frankel.
Who the fuck is that?
Real Housewife. I DM'd her. I was like, you follow me? She fucking ignored me. But
she's
whatever.
A, house, she's
like,
a housewife?
She's a housewife. She's like the most iconic housewife because she walked away with like the most amount of money and her businesses. I yeah. love her.
Wow. I live under a rock.
You follow her on TikTok? She rants. She's amazing. She's the best. You have to watch her.
Oh, that's so fun. Wait, which housewife is she from? Which one?
New York? I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Honestly, the she's fact that she's now, following you is crazy. But
I know. I know.
That's wild.
Does anybody cool follow you that you're like, what the fuck? How do you even know me?
I
feel like it's hard to tell on TikTok who follows you.
On TikTok, I kind of don't.
You have to follow, because I follow her, so it was like follows you back. That's yeah. the only way you know if yes. somebody follows yeah. you. It's so weird.
I feel like the only ones I notice are kind of on Instagram.
Yeah, that's.
Brands.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston commented on like that picture, which probably not her, but like still.
Probably is. You think
you
it's
think?
Not?
I feel like it's probably
maybe
like
how busy could
like
she really be? She has a movie though on Prime. Apparently, it's really good. Or like a
I
show.
Love
my
that
sister
woman.
Was telling.
Like I, yeah. she is my woman crush.
Yeah, she
that's
is.
That's my one of my life.
Iconic but from Friends to like
I love
being
Friends.
Adam Sandler's friend. Like I yeah. just trust them.
Like I know. It's like I feel like I know
hilarious.
You guys.
Yeah,
but and they're
it's weird that they're not together.
Much,
is it weird to you that
it
they're
is
not together?
So weird? I literally like want them to be
same
because they're so like they just mesh
they
so well. I love them in movies, but like
his even, wife is always in his movies.
Yes. She's always like either the fucking like airplane attendant or like the fucking massage masseuse.
Yeah.
Like it's so random,
it
but I love the way he like tries to put
incorporate
her,
into it. He's like, fine, you can be the
yeah. While he's with
manager.
His like fake wife,
Jennifer Aniston. I can't.
No, I love that.
The way
I
I'd
wish
be
they were
so
together.
Jealous.
Yeah. In a perfect world, you know, they would be together.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But we were just talking about just
if mukbangs will go extinct.
Yeah. okay, yeah. I feel like, oh, I wanted to ask you about this like thing that was happening with Nikado. Wait, Avocado, Nick, what's his name? You know.
Nikocado, Avocado.
Yes. Whatever that is.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with him.
He came out like.
Skinny.
Yeah, he like didn't post for 2 years or something and then he came out skinny.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. That's fucking weird, dude. Why are you doing all this?
Yeah.
He's got some issues, I think.
He's for sure has some issues.
He scares me. He should be banned from the internet.
You know what it is, though? It's like, it was kind of cool, though. I was like, whoa.
It was creepy. He was like bald, too.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
I think I didn't watch the whole. Did you watch the whole video? I didn't watch it.
He was like,
it.
Tricked you, stupid ass.
Yeah. He's very.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel like everyone was talking about it. Like I feel like everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Creeps me out. He does creep me out. He really does.
Yeah.
Cuz I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
He posted a lot of videos during the 2 year period like pre-film
when he was
drafts.
Like yeah.
The fucking draft.
So this was a plan then.
Yeah.
He knew
that's
what he was doing.
That's even weirder to me.
That's scary.
And his like boyfriend and him. Do you watch his video? Have you seen his videos?
Like I used to watch them. So he's not with his boyfriend.
I don't know,
anymore.
But they were like beefing on camera all the time.
Yes, yes, I remember that. It's they were fighting so all the fucking weird. Time. So weird. And I remember I would always like skip his videos because they're like fucking like 3 hours long.
I like to see the food. Them. So yes. That aspect of it, yes. I think, is like what I was like, let me see what the fuck he's eating today. Like, and he'd be Takis coated samyang carbonara noodles. And I'd be like, oh, that looks good. And then I'd see him eating it. I'd be like, yeah. Next.
I remember literally he used to get like a bowl of cheese with everything he ate. You remember those
bowls
videos?
Of cheese.
And he would like dip his like Big Mac in it. I'm like, I love looking at that
Have
shit.
Have you seen, okay, the crab boils or seafood boils? I want to eat that so bad.
It
just
looks
so good. But
you have to do that for content.
I feel like, oh, I've heard.
You have
people
to.
People on that same trip told me like these videos, like millions and millions for of views. Sure. And I'm like, I'm scared because I've not eaten a crab.
So you never tried a crab.
I want to like crack it and pull it and dip it. And
yes. It looks, honestly, it looks good.
The sauce looks so
good. The sauce looks
the
fire.
Butter, yes. Cajun, whatever the hell it is.
I'm down to try that just because those fucking videos
And
get
I love
me.
When people wear gloves when they eat.
Yes, and the bib.
I want to do it, but I feel like people are like, are you fucking stupid? You're eating a corn dog. Take the gloves off. But like, I just want to.
You have to do it for content.
It's so official.
I feel like you have to.
I'm going to get a box of black gloves from Amazon. And I'm just going to piss everyone off with them.
I know some people literally order Uber Eats like seafood boils and it comes in like this plastic.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'd have
start opening the fucking bag.
It's yeah. So crazy. Just dump it out. I want the corn and the potatoes. That I would know what to do with.
Oh my God. And they're all sauced up. Ugh.
You need like a special cutting knife for the crab or something.
No, I know.
Something.
But this is my thing. Why do I have to work for my food?
I like it. I like
you
when you
work?
Get small portions, like I'm twisted because I'm like, I want more and it's just better because you're like starving, you know?
Okay, that is twisted.
That is twisted. I know.
But like, I'm like, I just want my food. Like, I don't want to have to crack and, you know, peel and like, but you know, I guess it's part of the fun.
I feel like people love it. It's like
I feel like that's why people love it.
You think so?
I feel like,
you think the taste is like whatever, but like,
I feel like process, it's both. It's I feel like it's the process of working a to get
it's like trauma. It's like trauma. Like I need to like work for this. We're like we're normal. We don't eat it.
Yeah,
but like I want to.
But chaos late.
Captain's boil. Yeah, something. There's a place, right?
I feel like you need to do it.
I'm scared, but I would.
You should.
I will
for the content.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put it on my 2025 vision board.
Yes, you have to.
I do it for the views.
Wait. Okay. Have you tried oysters?
I have. Yeah.
Do you like them?
No.
Oh,
I like the lemon juice and the hot sauce and all the process of it all. But like when it comes down to it, I would.
Yeah.
It's an aphrodisiac though.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not adding the hot sauce and stuff, there's no like.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. It's also gross. Like it's like.
There's like little
gross.
Bacteria and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yes,
What's
yes.
his name?
I don't
Keith
know.
Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the one where like someone died or something?
No.
Over the oyster? What?
No. He went to this like sushi place and like he got like a salmon thing and like in the video there's like a little
don't scare me
no for real there was like this little squirmy little worm on the salmon
and
he ate it and everyone in the comments is like you fucking ate parasite and so like that place is like it wasn't us but it's like clearly it's like you can see it
and that is why I'm scared to eat raw things
yeah
because I don't know like you I feel like you never know
I'd still do it.
I'm just so scared. It tastes good, but
I'll survive.
So
I've ate street food in India. If you could, like, I barely survived, to be honest. I was dying after that, but like, you know.
Okay, you're well prepared. The stomach knows.
It doesn't. I wanted to go. My parents are leaving next week for like 2 months, so I get the house to myself.
Oh wow!
I know it's gonna be amazing, but like, they were like, come for like a week or two. I was like, it's not worth the fucking stomach pain because all I'd want to do is eat. I don't really care about anything else, you know. But it's not worth the pain.
Damn.
I had like pneumonia or something last time.
Really?
Something happened. I had to like, I was dying.
And you know it was from the food?
Yeah, it was
sure?
like 2 days after I got home. Like the food, the water, whatever the hell it is, you know?
Yeah.
So
I want to know what your favorite brand deal you've ever done.
Ever?
Yes, ever, ever.
I can say a few.
Or a few, yes.
But my number one is Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Love Taco Bell.
That was probably a dream.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So I worked with them 2023. And then that was like my first little like rendezvous with them.
And like, how does it work? Like, what do they want you to do? Like a mukbang, I guess?
It was like 4 videos
over
the course of the year. And it was like, whenever they have like a new menu item, go try it, share your thoughts. Amazing. Like very, very.
I love that.
Do whatever you want.
Wow.
Say whatever you want. Just don't say like, you know, crazy shit. Like wear logos, whatever the rules are. They had like events. Like we got little friendship bracelets.
Cute.
It was just very, very cute. Like they put thought into like every little thing that they do. And they were like, we want you to be like a brand ambassador. They sent me merch. Like it was just the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I know. And then
I love when brands do that shit. I know. Also.
And it's, then 2024, yeah. They were like, we loved working with you. Like, we showed your videos to like our new talent. We want to have you on board again. And I was like crying because I was like, this is like
a dream.
Like, back on my YouTube channel, I used to make Taco Bell mukbang videos. Aww. Like, when I like made a little bit of everything. And like, I was like, Taco Bell is like my dream brand ever to work with. So they've just been so amazing. And I've had so much drama with my last management company. Like, the worst.
You were telling me the lore. Ever. Yeah.
So I have a lawyer like right now, like dealing with this. I'm like.
So are you trying to still get out of that?
I'm out of it, but they have not paid me for so much. Like,
paid you for deals you've done?
So many deals. And I don't think I'm ever going to get paid. And it's a lot of money.
Oh my God.
I know. Including like the Taco Bell money and all that stuff. So Taco Bell was like, you know what? We talked to your agency. They actually didn't reply to us. We're going to cancel the contract when it's sent you the money. So I'm like, okay, love Thank you God. So yeah. much. You're the only company who's done this. And
have you reached out to other companies too? And they don't?
They've already paid them out.
Oh,
so
fuck.
They've just pocketed the money and now they're like,
and I'm like, is this like a big agency? Bro.
I know, it's bad. People have been making videos of them on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, I think it's so inappropriate that you guys that are making videos. Up. I'm coming after you for defamation. I'm like, fuck you.
You're stealing people's money. What Literally. Do you mean defamation?
Literally.
As you should, actually.
Hopefully, you're literally robbing him. People. But, yeah. You know, oh we'll God, see that's what happens. So sad. But anyways, Taco Bell, clutch. Mm-hmm. I also love NYX. Did you see the NYX thing that I did?
I fucking saw that.
Because it's so off-brand for me still. Because it's like, okay, I'm a food.
That's so fun, though.
It's so fun. Yeah. The team was so nice. They flew me out to Montreal. And it was just like, I got lit in my hotel the night before. Hungover shit in the morning. Yeah. Went there and they were like, okay, here's like a 10-hour shoot day. I was dying.
10 hours.
But it was so much fun. Because they did like makeup and it was two other girls and they were like kind of like, here's the set. It was just like
I saw that. Cool that looked really experience. Fucking cute.
Very cool. Because it was like, okay, I'm probably not going to do anything like this again. And it's like the first time doing something
cool. You never know though.
You never know. But it was definitely like, I will remember this moment. You know what I mean? So that was cool too.
Nice. So you would say those two.
Favorite brand deal?
Oh my God. I love asking
Tower 28 loves you.
I love them.
They are really good. Their products are amazing.
I've done a mini brand deal with them. Nothing like major.
They sent you like blinged out stuff though, right?
Yeah.
I'm like stalking you.
I like, honestly, that meant the world to me. That like, I just love when like my favorite brands
Think
recognize
you.
Me. Like that is my favorite thing.
And it's effort, you know?
Yeah. And like, I'm like, someone sat there and fucking bedazzled something for me. Like that's major, bro. Like, I don't care if they send it to other people.
I love
people.
Bedazzled
like,
stuff.
I love it. It's so fucking cute.
You should bedazzle
cute.
Something.
Bro, there. Should I bedazzle this?
No, it's too cute. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I know. Favorite brand deal, though? I don't know. Like, I love...
Olay.
You know what?
How dare they accuse me of stealing the tissue box? I'm not over crazy. It. I think about it sometimes. I'm
they like, wanted a lot from me when I think about it.
Oh, you did work with Olay?
I did a brand deal with that product.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you actually use it sometimes? No. It's too much effort, I think. Like,
it's just a lot. Like,
it's cool.
It's really
for travel.
Cool. For travel, I do bring it when I travel, but like it's not my go-to cleanser. Yeah. I don't know. I've like worked with. I love working with Laneige. They are the best. They let
the
me do
best
whatever I want.
PR packages.
Yes,
I want to work with them. I'm like, let me because I could do a lip product while eating, and they're like, fuck.
That's
off.
That's kind of true.
I know. I need to like bother them a little bit more.
I feel like also like I just love doing brand deals where like the brands understand my content and they let you do whatever you want. Like it's not scripted. They don't want like. All this stuff. They just like let me do what I want and they're like, okay, cool. That's it. Like we're good.
Agreed.
Like I don't like when they're like, change this, like say this, or like emphasize this.
It ruins
like,
the video. It like, ruins the video.
You're like, this is supposed to be as authentic as possible. That's how the ad is going to do well.
Yeah.
So why would you want me to emphasize things that are gonna make it sound addy?
I know, when like they're sponsored. Like, please don't make it sound like an ad.
Yes.
And they're like, oh.
I'm
Got
like,
it.
I love that. Like that's myself. Like authentic. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, just I love brands that let me do my own thing. I don't know if I have a favorite one. I have so many. Can you think of a favorite one? Yeah, I know. I can't. Yeah, but I love Laneige. I love Kosas is great. Say is great. Glow Recipe is great.
They didn't invite me to their last event.
Well, oh, wait. You were at the...
I was at the first one. They were like...
Wait, which one was the first one? The masterclass one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We saw each other there, too. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
And then they had another one, like, two weeks ago or three weeks ago. And I was like...
You weren't invited to that?
No.
It wasn't anything crazy. It was just, like, we watched, like, a conference.
I almost got scammed.
By who?
Well, I don't know who the fuck it was, but they were pretending to be Glow Recipe. Here I was thinking I was going to get this amazing brand deal, and I was like, oh, almost got scammed.
Oh, they emailed you.
Yeah, it was so fucking annoying.
Oh, my God. Oh, because the email address is like fucking probably a Gmail.
But it was. Okay. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It was legit. Like, I know what a scam looks like. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, maybe I just wanted to believe it. Yeah. So badly.
Honestly, I remember before I started doing content, like, seriously, I got this like brand deal from like Baby Boo Fashion or something. Like, I was so excited and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so crazy. And then like I read the fucking email address, it said like Gmail, like Rockstar. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's always like the TikTok verified, and then it's like, verify your mom at gmail.com, and you're like, oh, maybe it's fake. Verify your mom. I just can't. There's so many.
Bro, there's so fucking many. But yeah, no, that's why like I'm happy for management, because I feel like I would get so scammed.
Yeah,
if I wasn't same. Fucking,
I like send them stuff sometimes, and I'm like, so I have a new agency now. Yeah, they're like, don't be a stupid bitch.
Yeah, they're like, just don't touch it. Actually,
you're like, are you dumb? Like, stay the fuck away. Do you ever try to respond to your own emails?
No,
I have issues. I have like
really,
yeah, you try? I'm really annoying. I know I'm. Oh, I do sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
I'm like
scared
control.
To say the wrong thing. Yeah, I know it's
ChatGPT. Yeah, you can't say the wrong thing.
I love ChatGPT though. I actually pay for ChatGPT premium.
I was just saying this morning that I would.
I love him or her or whatever
her,
the fuck.
She's smart.
Whatever. Like they, when I'm having issues, they just know exactly what to say.
I know.
They're
literally,
actually therapists.
No, literally this so morning bad. I was like, I feel like I'm going to go on a bender today. What do you think? Like, don't do it. You'll be back at square one. And I'm like, love you.
Yeah, bro. They so are the best. Like genuinely, like, and I'm talking about this like they're a fucking person. It's literally a robot.
Like, I know, it's but literally it's like better AI. Than a person. So.
Yeah, but I just...
Oh, I had a therapist for a little while. Maybe BetterHelp will sponsor you, but it was not good for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I did like the lady. She was super sweet. Her name was Belinda. Okay. So cute.
Yeah,
so
cute. Love.
But she just didn't get me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just felt like she was agreeing with everything that I was saying. And I was like, well, this is kind of fucking...
pointless.
And then I ChatGPT'd and I was like, this is even better.
Yeah.
So, and it's
what
free.
Can I ask what you were going to therapy for?
I was just like, you know what? I'm kind of in a funk. I don't know what to do. I feel like I could benefit from like leveling up my life and trying to like connect with things more.
Yeah.
And she was like, go on nature walks and this and that. And I was kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like I tried. I think she did help me.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I just feel like when I have little problems, like I'd like to talk to a therapist all the time. I would love to.
Yeah.
But I just
like
feel
on
like,
speed dial.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I just feel like some of them.
You
need
you
to
have
find,
to
the,
find
right
the right one
and I'm
for
not
sure.
In the business of doing this, I have ChatGPT. You know
that's what I'm saying.
I'm like,
like,
be harsh with me. Pretend you're my therapist.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Free. Well, bro, how much do you pay? Yes.
I don't even know.
It's nothing.
I don't.
It's
look
nothing
at it.
In the grand scheme of things.
I don't look at the number. I'm like,
less
you know
than
what?
A therapist.
You're my girl. I need you in my life.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, and now if they take over the world, they know everything about me.
Which is fine because we're best friends. So
I was also stalking your page, and I saw that you used to work at Aritzia.
Yeah.
So tell me the lore behind Aritzia.
The lore. I needed a job.
Yeah. Okay. When was this?
This was. Oh God. I'm like
a while ago.
I want
to
say like five.
You don't have to give me
six
years.
Years ago.
Okay. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They paid like $18 an hour back then, which was like I think minimum wage was like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a style advisor. I've never worked
retail
before. I've only always worked at like Tim Hortons and like I was like a hostess at a restaurant for like a summer, like nothing crazy. So I was like, okay, this is awesome. 40% discount at Aritzia as well. So I was like, okay, this is great. It was weird. Like literally my first shift, they were like, go ahead. And I was like, go where? And they were like, go try to get people to buy stuff. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking harass people to buy things.
Yeah.
And I'm seriously, it was a nightmare. So I started at the same time where like three other girls started. I got yelled at so much for like my outfits. Like you had to put together cool outfits. Like it doesn't have to be Aritzia, but like I didn't have like a sense of style back then where I was like, I wore tights one day, which, oh my God, I got in so much trouble for wearing tights.
Really?
They were like, if you can wear tights again, like you can't. And we've told you this. Like it was not nice, girl. It was like mean girl energy.
Yeah.
I think since then I've heard that they've tried to switch it up, but I think people just get like crazy thinking like, you know what? I'm like a style advisor at Aritzia. I'm a manager at Aritzia. And it's like, yeah, you do make a lot of money like for a retail position, but it's like.
At what cost?
At what cost? And also like, why do you think you're so cool? You're selling clothes. You're just not. That who you think you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So your position was a style advisor. So like you help people.
Yeah.
But like, did you have that on your resume? Like that you.
No.
No,
they don't care. They need people.
They don't
people quit all the time. So they just want people to come in and fill it in. And like people will come and buy. Like Aritzia clothes sell themselves. You really don't have to like push too hard, but like they were trying to get us to push hard. Like, oh, are you in here to buy things for work? Yeah. Okay. Let me get your size. And then I'm like getting things that like, I don't even know what the fuck this person likes, but they're going to work. Yeah,
they have to get things right.
Yeah. Some things to their thing. Be like, yes, if you want to try these on. Because when you put on Aritzia clothes, they look bomb on you. So they just know that like they will sell, you know?
Yes, yeah.
They are amazing. I love Aritzia.
I love Aritzia too.
Yeah. I can't lie, but don't work there.
Yeah. No,
it was bad. It was bad. So yeah, that happened. Girls were crying. Girls were quitting left, right, and center. Crazy. Cause it's stressful, right? Like, especially if you're not like an extrovert, like, and you're in this environment where all these girls have already worked here for like months and months and you're just thrown in.
You get commission, right?
You get no commission to make sales. So like, I have to follow everyone around the store, be like, this is my client. This is my client. And if another girl starts talking to that person and you're new, you're not going to be like, nope, that's my person, right? You're not going to speak up. Cause you're like,
oh no. Yeah.
And
so it's like competitive space.
Competitive for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
But then you have your little card and your ID. So you have to put it on top of the pile of whoever bought, whoever you were helping. And like their amount of money goes into your name. But the only thing you get because of this is shifts. So if you don't get sales, you don't get shifts. And then I think after working there for two seasons or whatever the fucking case is, you do start earning commission after like a certain amount of time. But I quit.
So this is like a whole thing. I did not know it was a serious.
It's crazy. Fuck. Yeah. Wow. And then all your money goes back into the company because you're like, I need a super puff. I need this cloud puff. Like, I'm going
to
use it.
And to make outfits that they're clearly getting mad at you about, you have to fucking buy their products.
Their stuff is so cute, though.
It is. No.
Like, I have a love-hate relationship. Same. It lasts forever.
It does. It does. And the quality is good.
It's like made in Paris and stuff.
So. And like, honestly, like if you think about the prices and like other stores, like I know it's expensive, but like other stores are way more expensive.
Have you seen that store, honey?
Yes.
Shut that shit down. Bro, right now.
No. Have you ever went into a Reformation?
Oh, no, I haven't. But I like their stuff.
Their stuff is beautiful.
They have physical stores?
I don't know in like here in Toronto, but I saw one in New York.
Yeah, my sister's obsessed.
And beautiful stuff, but like, bro, I'm touching a $500 skirt right now.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
And I'm like, dude, I'll go to Aritzia at this point.
Yeah, even Revolve is kind of pricey.
I'm scared to go on Revolve because I'm scared to fucking see
like
those prices.
All this is from Revolve too, but it's super so down. Cute. It's super down. It's like the cheapest thing you can get on Revolve.
Yeah.
So like,
it's expensive, right?
It is, and some of their stuff like. I don't want to. I work with them, so I don't want to like be a hater. But like, they have a high return rate.
Really?
Very high. I think it's like 60%. Did you see the events that they threw?
No.
They had like, oh my god, it was crazy.
Here in
somewhere. I don't know, okay. LA or whatever. During like Coachella. Yeah. Is that in LA?
Oh yeah.
So then they had like these two lines where it was like influencers under 500K, influencers above 1 million.
Okay, was that real?
It was real because it was that's like people were like hating on them and like
that's fucked up.
It's so funny.
I remember
it's
seeing.
Awkward.
I remember seeing someone posted.
Reagan.
Who was it? Yes. Love her.
Same.
I love her.
Same.
She posted that. I'm like, there's no way this is fucking real. There's
that's
no way.
I saw it too, but like, why would?
It's giving very LA though.
I know, but it's like, hey, you have a 60% return rate.
I know. Like,
then you're doing
relax
shit like this.
Also,
you're not relatable.
I also hate when brands do that. Like, and I just hate also like. When creators do that in general, like, have you been to events where, like, a bigger creator, for example, would, like, well, you have 1 million followers on TikTok, but, like, you don't seem like it because you don't speak down.
Because no one likes me that much.
No.
Have you seen like, Glamzella? Like, okay, I think sometimes when people walk in a room,
yes,
they have that energy. I don't think I would ever have that energy. Yeah. Like, yeah, I feel, like, cool. Like, I accomplished this, but I'm never, like... I'm on my way up. Like, I'm chilling.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, some people do have that energy. Like, Glamzilla, I remember when I met her at the next Halloween party. Mm-hmm. Like, you could just...
What Halloween party?
This was 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the one recently?
Because she moved. She moved to LA.
Oh, she did?
She did. She's in Vogue.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what? Good for her.
Yeah. But. I feel like she has that, like, hustler mindset where you're like, well, these people, like, just seem like they're on another level.
Yeah.
I do see myself as... I don't see myself like that. I just don't. Like, I do think highly of myself, but I'm not like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't move for money. If I would, I might think like that.
Yeah.
But I, like, care about my family too much, unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like, like you said, you can definitely sense an energy with these... I've never met her. I've heard a lot of stories, good and bad.
Same.
But, a lot of people that I've met at events, too, like, that have, like, even, like, a little bit more of a following than me that are acting like they're, like, a Kim Kardashian. And I'm like...
Yeah, I know. What's it's so awkward. The issue? I'm like, here, why do I feel like below you?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm in high school?
Yeah. I feel literally. Like we're all here for the same reason. We're all content creators. Like, why
well,
is there...
Well, there are some people that I'm like, what are you doing here? No, no. But aren't you, though? Sometimes you're like...
Yeah, sometimes.
The
yeah.
fuck are you doing here? No,
for sure. But like... I just feel like, I don't know, like some...
You're like packed and they're like sardines and they're like, oh, I'm a nurse. And I'm like, I don't even do social media. And I'm like...
Why the fuck are you here then?
No, literally. Literally.
That I get. I just like, I don't... I feel like the money... It's the money. The money gets...
The money?
Money gets to like people's heads. And like, I feel like the fame and like all this stuff. And, you know, maybe that's what happened.
I feel like when you start acting like that, like...
Yeah.
You stop making the money. Because it's like a mindset for thing. Sure. Like, be chill. Be
for
chill.
For sure. And I feel like being humble is so important, too. Like, just remember where you are from.
Because it could go away.
For sure.
It's not that kind of, like, industry where it's, like, you're set. It's stable. Good forever. No. No.
And, like, especially for, like, Canadian creators, like, we make money off of brand deals. Like, that's it. Like, we just make money off brand deals. Like, we don't get paid per views. Like, that's not a thing. So, like... I talked about this with other people too, but like some months are slow, some months are shit, and some months are great, and there's never a stable sort of income. I feel like there can never be with this industry.
I also think so, it's bumpy right now too because of like this whole TikTok ban. Like, have you noticed that?
Yeah. And I feel like everything happening in the world also contributes to this too. Like, so yeah, there's never anything stable, and I feel like we should always be like
grateful
for what we have because this is like not a normal job. Like this
and
is so
some people like you know? Some people will just like post a couple videos, go viral, but I feel like people are usually grateful. I don't know, I think so too. I've only encountered like a few that I've been like but then I also feel like people on surface level sometimes seem like assholes, and when you get to know them you're like, oh, they're also like nervous and anxious and stressed and it's just like a front, you know.
That could be true. I never thought of that, to be honest, because I do
I think I could
people...
come off as bitchy.
Yeah,
if you don't know me, like, I'm sure everyone kind of does. You're
like, I feel
like
everyone.
What does this bitch think she is?
But like, once
but you're
you get
low
to know
key,
people,
like, sweating and like,
you're
anxious. Like, no, literally.
Yeah, like, freaking
literally,
the fuck out.
Keep it cool. Keep it cool. I feel like everyone's probably like that.
I hope. Or like, I know a
Do
lot
you think
of people.
People are normal and not like that.
I also feel like some people act like they are. Like on social media, they're like, I, you know, am so grateful, this and that. But then when you meet them, they're like the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I've met a lot of those type of people.
Me either. In general.
Me either. I don't.
I'm scared.
Like making new friends.
And I actually hate making friends.
I hate making friends too.
Because I'm like, what if they want to hang out?
Bro, that. And like, it's also the most scariest. Like, you don't know what people's intentions are. And I feel like now that like we have some sort of clout, I would say, like, you don't know. Like, are you genuinely trying to be my friend or are you just trying to use me type of thing? So it's scary to.
That's true.
Make friends. I don't know. Have you ever gotten people that, you know, like content creators in the industry like reach out to you saying like, hey, like, can you send me this contact? And like they never like spoke to you. They just just to ask you for
sometimes that's pissed me off.
That is the most annoying thing ever.
I know.
Like
I actually have like somebody in my head and I was like,
I have multiple people in my
I've heard people be like, somebody's DM'd me and been like, how did you get this brand deal? I've been trying to reach out to them for so long.
Yeah.
They have 4,000 followers on TikTok. And I'm like, do you think I'm fucking stupid or I'm like useless or like I've done nothing in my life to deserve this? Like, that's what bothers me.
I don't like those comments either.
Because it's one thing if it's like, hey, oh my God, I really want to work with them. Do you have somebody I can reach out to? Sure. Yeah. It'll kind of piss me off because it's like, I didn't get it like this, but sure, whatever. I will share. But if you're like, I can't believe like you were able to get this. Okay. Now you've just pissed me off. Now you're getting a fake email.
Or when they say, like, how did you get this? Or like,
how?
What do you mean how? I make videos every day. I
and like I've been begging and dying for this.
I've been
like,
dying for this.
I
for
have
months.
Like a therapist on. Are you kidding?
ChatGPT has heard me enough. Like this, I deserve this a little bit.
How is so disrespectful?
I feel like it's so disrespectful. I'm like, you know what? Like sometimes you just don't need to respond. Blocked. Like sometimes, blocked. Like
I know.
Yeah, those questions piss me off. But even people that are like that ask me for contacts, and I'm like, you can have the decency to say hello.
But also, just because you have a contact doesn't mean you're... No one's going to... Just because...
That's true. That's true.
You know, like, brands, I think, especially makeup brands, like, you have a sense of community.
Yeah.
People, brands want to see that. They don't want to just have... Like, yeah, you can reach out and stuff. But if you don't have a solid, like, you know, account that you people can tell that you're putting an effort for, nobody's going to want to fucking work with you. The brand deals will come if you just...
For sure.
Keep
and like
content.
That's what I say too. Like to when people ask me, they're like, how did you start? And I'm like, just start because you want to genuinely make content. Like don't start because of the money.
You'll die out.
Yeah, exactly. You're never like, you can't do it because you'll get sick of it.
And then like, they're like, everything. Well, you know what? We'll just make UGC.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? It's like everyone who like wanted to do it, but they're like, I don't want to show
never
my
mind.
Face.
Yeah.
Never mind. UGC.
But, yeah, no, there's so much lore in the industry. But yeah, truly. So there's a lot of like, obviously like the mukbanging. The mukbanging?
Mukbanging! I cannot.
The mukbanging. Okay,
that whole word needs to change. That whole word needs
can we
to
change.
Change
it?
Yeah, okay, like, what would it. You change it to? The eating, the mukbanging. It's fine.
The mukbanging.
The banging of it all. The banging of it all.
So like, okay, there's obviously an ASMR type of thing to it, and like it's the same thing with me. So I want to know your opinions about it. Like I went viral for the silent reviews. A lot of people like the, you know, the nails and like the they love the ASMR.
I love that.
I love the fucking ASMR
Jeffree
too.
Jeffree Star doing that.
Yes, yes, with his fucking fake teeth. Love him.
And his fake nails.
Yes.
So good.
But what do you think is like appealing to that? Like you think it's like
me
the sound?
Tingly.
Okay.
And it like no, same. I had an ASMR addiction at one point. I was like every night I had to watch ASMR to go to sleep.
Honestly.
I think
same.
It started at Western because I was like alone by myself in my dorm.
Yeah.
And like I was stripped away from my whole family and I was like, I'm depressed. I don't know what the fuck to do. So at night I like literally couldn't sleep. So then that's when I discovered ASMR and it was just like little like, you know, sounds. I'm going to just scratch your scalp or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Those role play videos on YouTube. So loved that. And then I think that's when I found like mukbangs and everything. So I was like, okay, this is like not the same thing, but like kind of the same thing. And I just loved it. I wanted to make an ASMR channel.
Really?
Like, yeah, for so long I was like, but then I was like, I'm gonna have to get a mic. I'm gonna have to get like all this stuff. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's obviously not gonna happen. But I was like, I think it's my passion to be an ASMR.
I feel like that would be a cool idea for
you. But it's just too much. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how to hook up a mic to my, like, how to get external audio. Like, it's just so much effort that I'm like, eh, whatever, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it kind of is like incorporated into the mukbang video just because you are like eating and it's like, you know, you get those like sounds and stuff, but I just love it.
Yeah.
It's like you either hate watch it, you love watch it, but you can't look away, you know? So it's great.
There's like two sides. Like you either fucking love it or you fucking despise it.
Yeah.
Like I know
but
so
but you'll
many-
still watch.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You're like, what the fuck? How do they have
You're
this
like,
many
how
views?
How dare they? I can't stop. Watch.
I love them too. I remember every night before I went to bed, I would always, even the ones with like, you know when they would do the nails like this?
Yeah, on this.
Or they would like go like.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, I love that. I'm so
it
excited.
It relaxes me.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's
I'm relaxed
very
right
relaxing.
Now. And like, for somebody who's usually like loud and annoying and like.
Yeah.
Very like go 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 like I need something to like mentally like calm me down.
And I feel like that's also what it is for everyone else too. Like I feel like that's it's a sense of like relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think that's why it makes you go to bed. It's like kind of like the raindrop sounds that people listen
that
to
too.
Like it's the same type of thing. Just kind of like I guess like Gen Z'd up or
yeah
something.
They're like just like making it up artificially. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I love it.
But I love ASMR. Okay, we're gonna move on to hate comments. I want to know what people say about you.
They love me.
They love you?
No, joking.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely hate comments. Honestly, Instagram.
Do you read them? Do you read them?
I don't really read them anymore. I think because I've been doing this for so long, I don't give a shit anymore, which is good, which is really
good
because I feel like you get good comments, you get bad comments, and you're like, you don't want to get sucked into it. You honestly, it really doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I think I should read my comments more, honestly, because I feel like I don't engage as much as I should because of this.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, like when I was first on YouTube, I would get a lot of hate comments. It was just the culture. It's just the culture of putting yourself on social media. People are going to have an opinion. But I would just like read them and I'd be like, oh my God. And I would get insecure and I would like, you know, start overthinking. And I was like, okay, this is like becoming ridiculous. Like it doesn't matter. I would get good comments and I'd feel good about myself and I'd be like, this is ridiculous. Obviously I care what people think to some extent, but then again, it's like, I have opinions of other people.
Right.
I don't comment them,
right.
But
yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean it's a truth, you know? And I think sometimes there's just like a hate bandwagon. It's easy. It's fun. It's like, let's tear this person down because you know, they're like trying something new. It's just human nature, honestly. And it's like, just don't take it personal, but I do get hate comments. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe like people do say, oh, like she definitely spent. Oh, Instagram is where I get more.
Instagram's brutal.
It's brutal. It's a lot brutal. Of Indian men.
Instagram get very off. Scary.
They should be banned. I thought.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. And it's like, buddy, I post like it's backwards. You know what I mean? Like the clock is backwards. But it's like, I thought social media was banned in India.
Is it?
I don't know. Somebody needs to do something over there because I don't want these Indian men on Instagram anymore. It's so annoying. I can't block you all.
Yeah.
But it's so obnoxious. Anyways, so Instagram, it's just the demographic is like a little bit older, you know? So like people are just like, what are you doing? And it used to be, Instagram used to be more like hoity-toity and like, here's my outfit and posing. But that, I can't even do that anymore without like dying inside. Like taking a picture of myself posing like a fake like photo. I'm like, what am I doing? Which is annoying because outfits go to waste. I'm like, I want to take cute pictures, but it just feels so fake.
Yeah.
So I've been posting all my TikTok content on Instagram, which is good because I've been growing because Instagram was backwards for a while. People will be like, you're spitting out your food. She does not eat her food. Like, I guess it's not really a hate comment. It's your stupid ass opinion.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really make me mad, you know? Sometimes it does. I can't lie.
I feel like in the beginning, like, I feel like everyone kind of went through, like, a rabbit hole of, like, oh, what? Like, I didn't even recognize. Because for me, it was, like, I didn't even recognize these things that people are pointing out. So I would overthink, like you said.
Yeah.
And I really like what you said about, like, just because they're saying something doesn't mean it's true. Because these are people's opinions and their thoughts.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's there's any truth to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like you kind of have to ignore them.
They're stupid. You have to admit they're really fucking stupid. It pisses me off. Sometimes you're, like, going down the rabbit hole. Yeah. You're saying where it's, like, I want to see what people say.
So
never worth it.
It's never worth it.
I've gotten comments, like of my Costco sample videos because I'm, like, eating. And obviously I'm, like, exaggerating the way that I'm eating because otherwise it would be boring. I don't want to see an everyday person just popping a Mentos in their mouth and moving. Yeah. Like, you're not going to watch it. I'm sorry. You're not. Yeah. Like, let's just be real. So, you know, I do exaggerate my facial expressions, but people will be like, she's just trying to show off her lip filler.
Bro.
And I'm like, bro, first of all, and they'd be like, your lip filler looks crazy. I'm like, first of all, last time I got lip filler was like.
You have lip filler?
Exactly. Exactly. 8 years ago. And it's like, kind of there, kind of not, but I'm like, I want more. For you to sit there and act like I have too much is pissing me off and fucking rude because I want more. So I could sit here and be like, oh, people are talking shit about my lips, but it's like, here I am wanting more lip filler, and all of a sudden I'm swayed because they think that, no, I'm getting more lip filler. I will.
I feel the exact same because I get that comment too. Like, people talk about my lips all the fucking time, and I'm like,
why are you obsessed with my lips? That's fucking weird.
It's been 4 years since I've gotten filler. Like, I actually want more.
I want more everywhere. Eventually.
I want my whole face done.
Let me get married. Let me move out so my parents don't yell at me.
Yeah.
Because they were so mad when I got my lips done.
Oh, really?
I told them I put like some sort of fucking cream on it. I couldn't even tell them that I got my lips
growing cream.
Yeah.
My mom actually came with me. She's a legend.
Oh, my God. I love that. No, my parents were pissed. My mom was like, your lips look so much better before. You fucked them up. And I
they
was
look
like,
so
you guys are annoying.
They look super natural, though.
It's been like, so long now.
Yeah.
So,
but no, I know. I feel the
it can get out of hand. I've seen some people that look.
I used to go cray cray.
Yeah, whatever. It's not like a permanent thing.
Yeah, no. It's like we can get it, like, what's it called?
Dissolved.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Does it hurt?
No.
I heard it hurts.
That's why I don't want to do it.
I've gotten it here before as well, once.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like gone in 4 months.
So what does it do here? Like, for lines?
It fills in like your dark
your
circles.
Nose? Oh.
I've got it on my nose too.
Oh,
which
really?
Is so cute. Yeah, they put it in the tip and then like on this
it lifts
side,
it?
My nose is like, my bone pops out. On this side, my nose is fine. But on this side, yeah, it like fills it in so it makes it more full.
Oh.
So it doesn't make it smaller, but overall it looks like more proportional. And I love that little Cindy Lou Who thing.
Yeah, yeah. I love when the nose goes
But
up.
That only lasts like 8 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm like.
You have to keep going, right?
Yeah. And then I get scared because I'm like, I don't want filler
too
everywhere.
Much.
Yeah. And who knows where the fuck
for
it's going
to
end
migrate.
Up. Yeah. Like, fuck, why does it have to migrate?
Yeah. That's what I'm scared of. I'm like.
And a nose job is like so much commitment.
Yeah.
If I had a more fucked up nose, like even a
I like your nose.
More, this side I like. I love this side. This side, do you see?
Like a bit.
I know,
like
but
it's not
I know
like,
it's there. And that's what is like what I want to change, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is what it is. It's fine. Yeah. But I would love more surgery.
I would love more surgery,
too. I would love to look like a who from fucking
no, same.
The Grinch.
I literally wanted a nose job for the longest time. And everyone asks me, they're like, do you have a nose job? I'm like, no.
Yeah, because you
wish.
Have a little Cindy Lou Who.
I know, but I want it more.
I know, we're crazy. We really are, honestly. But I want to look like a housewife.
I know. Like, I also
but
want.
I would be, you know what makes me so uncomfortable about the whole thing, though?
What?
It's like your family.
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off. Sometimes I'm like, if I like. Okay, no, this is, I'm not gonna even gonna say if I wasn't so close to my family, I'd do so much fucking stupid shit. I know I would.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Have you gotten like Botox, like
nowhere.
Forehead or anywhere?
I want to get it.
I want to get it too.
I'm like, when's a good time to start? I think when I start noticing a little thing that's pissing me off, that's when I'm going
to
go.
Yeah. Because I was like talking to people and I'm like,
they're like preventative.
Do I get it now? Yeah. No. I'm like, is preventative a thing? No. Like, is that actually a thing?
It's or like, no.
It's I don't think so. I think it's no someone way. Made it up.
Yeah. Because if you can get rid of the lines with Botox, why the start fuck? Preventing
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I want it. Like, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Spiritually. You know? Financially, yeah. I'm like, I could wait.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be like an every
because, you know, year yeah, thing. It's not even just like the one time thing. It's like you have to keep maintaining it.
People get it at like 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
23.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Fuck, how old do you like think I was? Grandma. I felt like we were the same age.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I get that a lot.
It's either you're mature or I'm really immature. Honestly.
No, honestly, like I get older a lot. Like people say I'm 30. I'm like, oh.
23 is crazy. Because really? My brother's 25 and I feel like he's a baby.
Really?
Yeah. You do give more mature energy
okay.
for sure.
Yay. Yeah. But like not like
no.
old bitch.
No.
Okay.
No, not
old
like,
millennial
not
bitch.
Like old hag. Okay. No. Okay, no. Like just like you have your shit together.
Okay.
Yeah, which is nice.
I feel like food is probably the number one industry. Like I thought I it was skincare and beauty too.
I don't know. That's what I thought too. Yeah, McDonald's, Taco Bell.
That's true. That
but
is true.
It's still, I think it's still better because like same with makeup brands,
mm-hmm.
right? Like unless it's like the big ones, but I think makeup brands also like to work with a lot of creators. So they're splitting their budgets into all these people, whereas the food space is a little bit smaller. So they're giving like bigger cuts to less people.
True.
And if you think about it, like these are the places that do like Super Bowl commercials and TV commercials and billboards. So they have budget.
Yeah.
You know, and they work with like celebrities, like Subway's working with Scotty Barnes. They're paying him a fucking arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
He slid into my DMs, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was just like being flirty, I guess. I had a boyfriend at the time, a different one. So.
Wait, so you've been with your boyfriend for how long?
For a year.
Okay. So newish.
Newish, but I'm like, let's get a move
get married.
On. Yeah, we already went and looked at wedding rings and everything.
Really?
Yeah, because, dude, I'm getting fucking old.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're not getting old, but, you know, it's
I am
time
old. I am
for
old.
A ring.
Our parents are meeting tomorrow.
For the first time?
For the first time.
Oh
like,
my
I've
gosh.
Met his parents. He's met my parents, but.
They haven't met each other.
I'm fucking shitting my pants. They're like, we're going to take baklava over. I'm like, okay. They're like, are you paying? I was like, fuck no, I'm not paying.
Yeah. No, I love that.
I mean, I want it to be over with.
Yeah, because it's scary. Like, so have you struggled with, well, I feel like everyone struggled with this self-confidence, body image, mental health, or has it been like one over the other?
I just feel like
all in general.
Yeah.
Do you think social media has also like made it worse?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I don't think I have like, I think ever. Okay. I want to say that I think everybody has body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it's just, you just can't look at your body every single day and like think that you're like seeing what you see on social media, even if it is like, you know, healthy and perfect and whatever, right? Like you're always going to think this is wrong. This is wrong. The amount of times you look at it. Like, I feel like that saying where it's like, if you saw yourself for the first time or somebody else was looking at you, like you'd see yourself so differently than how you like criticized yourself, which is so true. So I don't know. I don't get too caught up with that stuff. I feel like I do like want to look a certain way and like I care about that, so I do like try to work out and like eat clean as much as possible, and I think sometimes that can lead into like eating less than I should, and like that scares me sometimes because I'm like, I don't want to like be in a position where I'm like constantly weighing myself. Like I have been in those phases where like you weigh yourself and you're like, okay, like I weigh a pound more than yesterday, and it's like, okay, who gives a shit, you know? What I mean? But like it's definitely like a mental struggle sometimes, and I feel like girls especially fall into this because people comment on your body all the time. Like you're either like too big, too small. Oh my God, you've lost so much weight. And you're like, oh, thank you. And they're like, don't lose any more weight. And you're like, well, what the fuck?
There's
you know
no
what
way.
I mean? There's no way of winning. So as long as like you feel happy, you can always change something. Like, but like the longer it takes, the more it'll stick. So it's like you losing weight in a week is not going to stay off. Right. So just like developing healthy habits is what I'm trying to do. And like, stay away from like alcohol, stay away from like, you know, all that kind of bad stuff. Like, I think it's nice to have once in a while, but like it can be, especially in this industry, like you go to events and there's alcohol everywhere and you're just like, open bar, sending you Ubers. And it's so easy to just like be like, I'll have a couple espresso martinis.
Yeah.
But you have to like really have like willpower to be like, I'm not. But then it's like, nobody's there to be like, great job, you did amazing. You're like, well, what's my fucking reward?
Yes.
I don't even have a buzz now.
Yeah.
And you go home and you go to sleep, whatever. But I do feel like, you know, hate comments, like mental health, it's all tied in together. I just think like with time, like you get, and like I'm 28 now. When I was 23, I did not have the same mentality. Like I was like very insecure, very like didn't really know what was right, what was wrong, didn't really trust myself, you know? So I think like with time, definitely like that confidence came and kind of just like, I don't give a shit mentality.
Yeah.
Because you can never like have it all.
No.
But just gotta be content.
I feel like as long as you're like happy with where you are and like even like if you aren't happy, like you have a plan to like, okay, I'm gonna do this, this and that. Like I feel like that's all that matters. Like I feel like you can't, it's easier said than done though. Like you can't worry about, you know, social standards, but like everyone's
it is easier said than done.
Like
for
you're
sure.
gonna look at the Kim Kardashians, for example. The Kardashians
and Kardashians and all
and be
them.
Like, oh, they're skinny now. So like it's, you know, like you were saying
but
earlier.
Like Ozempic.
Yeah.
Would you take Ozempic? I feel like I want to see what it's like.
Honestly, like, I feel like I would.
You would or wouldn't?
I would.
You would?
I feel like just, why the fuck not?
I know, but I'm scared. Like, it's... apparently everyone got like gets pregnant.
What?
Yeah, have you seen that? Where it's like everyone got pregnant. Like, okay, it makes you super fertile. I don't know.
Okay, then maybe
that's
not.
Such a gross word, fertile.
Yeah, maybe not. I'm not trying to have a baby right now.
Yeah,
but,
that and like, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be side effects.
For sure. That's the one thing that scares me, the side effects that I like...
I'd still do it.
Yeah, why not? Like, you only live once, you know?
How long?
How long is not up to us.
Yeah, it's up to Ozempic. Now it's an Ozempic stance.
Take Ozempic. I'm kidding. Don't.
Let the people with diabetes have their medicine, please. Yes. And then if there's extra, pass it to us. These fucking celebrities. Have you seen Mindy Kaling or whatever?
No.
She looks like a fucking, what are those things called? Oh, like distorted reality. What are they called? They're like, you know, it's like, oh, I had it in my brain for a second. It's like when they look real, but they don't look real. It's like from another world. You guys know what I'm talking about?
An alien?
Not an alien. Like, it's like this saying where they look too human-like or whatever.
Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to think. It's going to piss me off for the rest of the day now. Fuck. It's fine. She just doesn't look normal.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like there's a soul in her body, but she lost so much weight. It's crazy.
Anyways,
I'd do it. I'd be soulless but skinny. Skinny but soulless.
If the opportunity arises itself, maybe.
I'd take a few. Like, what is it? Like a pill or something?
No, it's like an injection.
I'd inject a few.
I'm scared of an injection.
I'd do it. Dude, and one injection versus like a month of going to the gym. Yeah, I'm injecting myself.
I know, that's also true. You know what, though? The gym is very, like,
therapeutic.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't think anything. Yeah.
Like, why do we have to
be super skinny?
Super skinny. You wouldn't even see me. I'd fly away. Like, come on.
You'd be 2D, bro.
I couldn't even make mukbangs anymore. It'd be like nobody on the screen.
It's like literally like this dust. That's you.
You're like, oh my God.
That's literally you. This is you. This is you right now.
Oh my God. Tiny.
I can't. Oh, I'm dead. I love that. This is off topic.
Okay. Yeah. We can't be serious. Like, the thing is, like, there are like expectations on girls for sure. And I can admit that probably like high school years are probably the worst.
Yeah.
When you get older, you stop giving a shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like also like this generation of high school is so different than even when I was in high school or probably when you were in high school. Like these people
years
have
and years and years ago,
years ago, this girl's ancient
back
I'm
in the day,
but like they have access to like
vape.
So yeah,
that's what's
like social media. Like they see all these things. Like I had social media, but it was not like this.
No, it wasn't.
It was like
starting. You were getting bullied. Like I was getting bullied for having a YouTube channel. You know what I mean? Like it was not.
It's brutal.
Now it's like, she's an influencer. She's an influencer. She's an influencer. She got PR. Imagine that scares me. I would get bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It scares me the amount of young people in this industry.
They're so pretty too.
You're not allowed
to be that
pretty. Bro, they are stunning. And I'm like, when I was your age, I looked like an actual toe, bro.
No.
Like I looked like
you're
a toe.
Say toad. And I was like, same
too.
To both. Yeah.
Like
I wore blue smoky eyeshadow in grade 9 and black sometimes. And it was bad, but I had to go through that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a canon event.
It is. Like, and now they're just like out of the womb. Lululemon, Aritzia.
Yeah.
Flawlessly pretty, glowy.
No.
Drunk elephant.
No fucking like pimples on their face. Perfect. I'm like,
pissing
me
off. They should be banned from the internet. Yeah. Certain people, if you're under 18,
yeah.
Our whole demographic. We just like have no followers.
No, literally our entire fucking audience. Bye.
Just back on Instagram. Kidding,
we love you guys. We love you guys.
No, yeah. It's scary though. High school scares me.
Yeah.
Having kids scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready for kids?
No. Fuck no.
Yeah. When do you see yourself maybe having kids?
Like 32, 33. Mm-hmm. Which is still really soon, but it's like I have to at that point. I don't want to be like an old, like, you know, I have to have some life in me still.
How many kids do you want or like see yourself having?
I think like
two. Big family?
No, okay, two. I think it's more of the giving birth. I don't want to do that more than twice. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm like, I love this, which would never fucking happen. I'm going to do the drugs. Me. What are they?
The epidural?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
My mom was like, don't do that. First of all, I am doing all of it. She keeps telling everybody not to do it. I'm like, it's none of your business.
Stay in your life.
Seriously. Like, of course I'm going to take the drugs, but my sister did it and her back's like hurting still. And it's been like five months.
What?
Yeah. So.
Okay. See, this is why I'm scared.
I know.
How about a surrogate?
I would love that.
I would. I've been thinking about it. Not that I'm even at the age of it.
No, I feel like I'm excited. I want to do like a whole Rihanna pregnancy thing where I'm like obnoxious and like showing my stomach, but obviously like there's a time and a place.
True.
But like,
I know.
I want to be so fucking annoying.
And be like.
Except not near my family because that makes me so uncomfortable. Doesn't it?
Just block everyone.
Ah. Yeah, no, like in real life, I want to be annoying.
Oh, really? Yeah. Honestly, I'm annoying with my parents and I feel like they've like adjusted to it.
I need to be more annoying. It's because my sister is very like.
Okay.
Perfect. See, child.
That's what it is. I don't have siblings, so I don't have anyone to like, you know.
Yeah. And then my brother is like a little nerd and like I'm like the crazy middle child. Yeah. So it's like I can only do so much before they're like, are you fucking stupid or something?
Yeah.
It's the middle child. It's the middle child. I do push it though.
Yeah. Yeah. Any advice for me?
Well, I'm in my 20s still. Grandma?
Remy?
Advice? Why are you guys acting like I'm like 50 years old? Like advice in their 20s.
For us, for people.
For people like us that are younger than you.
For us.
What advice do I have for people in their 20s? I say like do everything you can.
Yeah.
Like do everything you can. I've made a lot of bad decisions, I can admit. But like I learned a lot from them and I feel like I would do it again, to be honest. Like stupid shit. I would sneak out a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Crash the car once. Yeah.
Really? Oh, no.
Bad. But it's like, okay, I wouldn't relive that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
It's
you know?
Life lessons. It's like, life lessons. You have to go through shit.
Yeah, for sure. But I also feel like if you like are embarrassed or shy to do something, like do it anyways. Do it embarrassed. Do it shy. Do it scared. Because you never know. Like, you know, it takes one opportunity for you to like turn your whole life around or like become something that you want. And if you feel like an inkling to do something, like do it. Just do it. Not something bad. As in like create content is where I'm coming from. Because that's my experience with it all. Like nobody else did it. I was like the first person to do it. And then other people were like doing it after me, which I was like, fuck you guys. Because none of y'all were sticking up for me when I was getting like little comments here and there. But now everybody wants to like, you know, which is fine. Like that's how it goes. Like that's just, you know, how things work in high school, you know. Yeah. But just do it. Do it if it's different. Like do it scared. Just do everything you can because like. And also, like, do what you want to do. Like, I feel like I am very happy that I went into, like, science because my parents wanted me to. So, in a way, I feel like I've, like, diversified, like, my talents, which is nice. Like, I appreciate it. But at the same time, if I had just followed what I wanted to do, you can make a lot of money in whatever you want to do as long as you are good at it and you're passionate about it. So, even if you're, like, in marketing or even if you're a teacher and if you're, like, the best of the best in your field, you're going to make a lot of money no matter what. And it's better... Yeah. To do that than to like sometimes I think like, what if I did go into marketing? What if I went into media? What if I went into whatever? Like, it's like a horrible thing to think about because it's like, well, it doesn't really fucking matter. Everything happens for a reason, but you should follow like what you're good at because like you can't replace like your authentic talent with you forcing something and then you're not going to be happy like for 10 years down the line, you know? Yeah. Don't chase the money, chase your talent and then the money will come. That's what I think.
I love that. Yay, that was so good. That was the perfect fucking way to end it off.
That was nice.
I agree with everything you said.
That was butter.
That was beautiful. We need that written down.
I don't even remember what I said. That's what happens when you yap so much. Something good is bound to come out.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
We can say all this crap, but one good thing.
Quote, like a quote on the screen.
Okay, guys, so that's going to be it for the podcast. Thanks for joining us. What else can we do?
No.
I didn't have it. Okay, well, thank you for joining the podcast. Thanks for coming.